is Taking Aim with
Roshan Men
and Maya Schoen. And today for the WBAI Summer Fun Drive, we have a very special program. We have with us Charlotte Gerson of the Gerson Cancer Institute. Charlotte Gerson, the daughter of Dr. Max Gerson, has continued the legacy and the treatment of cancer and chronic disease, degenerative disease, a natural way using organic, fresh fruits and vegetables, and a very important aspect, the using organic coffee as an enema to increase the detoxification for the body. Today on Taking Aim, we're going to have excerpts from the premium that we're offering, Dying to Have Known, an incredible 80-minute film that was written, produced, and directed by Steve Kruschel. Steve Kruschel is an Alaskan wildlife filmmaker, an award-winning filmmaker of incredible aspects of the Alaskan wildlife, whether it's avalanches or animal life. And in the process of understanding nature and wanting to have a complete life free of toxicity and the chemicals that are produced by the pharmaceutical industry and also the environmental pollution, for instance, from the oil industry, Steve became cognizant of the work of Dr. Max Gerson. And through that process, he produced an award-winning film that you may have seen, The Gerson Miracle, An Epic Story of Hope, which was a 90-minute award-winning documentary on the history of the Gerson legacy and the therapy. And recently, he produced another incredible award-winning documentary called Dying to Have Known. And we've seen this, and it is absolutely wonderful. It is an incredible introduction to healing through a holistic way, and particularly through the Gerson technique. I think we're going to play parts of it today, and it is available to you, WBAI Premium, our gift to you, for an $85 contribution to the station. And also, we have something very, very special for you. Healing the Gerson Way, Defeating Cancer and Other Chronic Diseases, is the new book, not even off the press, and to be available first and foremost to WBAI supporters. And this is Charlotte Gerson's recent book. It's a thorough update on the Gerson treatment, all the particulars that you'll want to know, with excellent references, highly readable, and it has 100 pages of recipes. 100 pages of recipes to keep you healthy, to prevent you're having cancer and other chronic diseases. And this is available for your contribution to WBAI for $100.
470 pages, beautifully written, an extraordinary evocation of the work of Dr. Max Gerson, who Dr. Albert Schweitzer called one of the most eminent geniuses in the history of medicine. The man who, in a real sense, developed a unified concept of dietary and environmental health, who pioneered the relationship between nutrition and health, between toxicity and the destruction of our environment, the depletion of our soils, and the elimination of the vital elements of our nutrition, and our dependence upon processed foods, foods with toxins, foods that have lost their capacity to build our immune system. This is all the legacy of Dr. Max Gerson, an abiding genius who is on a par with pioneers of the order of Charles Darwin and Sigmund Freud and Albert Einstein. His lack of generalized recognition is a political act, which we will be describing to you in the process of informing you about this suppressed history of one of the great medical geniuses of all time.
Let me remind you of the number to call, 212-209-2950. Again, 212, that's the New York area code, 209-2950. And we have on the line with us Charlotte Gerson. Charlotte, hi.
Hi.
Glad you can be with us. And
well, I will say that I listened to your summary of the two films and all, and the Gerson therapy, and it's one of the best I've ever heard. You certainly have a full grasp, and getting this material out to the suffering people, I believe, is so important. And getting it onto the radio, and, you know, furthermore, I certainly hope that it won't be long, and it will be seen on film, in movies, similar to Sicko and some of these other things.
Yes, it's a good thing you mentioned Sicko, because Dying to Have Known is, in a way, much like the technique of Michael Moore, except
yes.
he has a respect for the opponents, the critics. He presents the work and he interviews critics, and then he step by step goes through the refutation in a way that is engaging, that is sensitive. And it's quite clear that this is a man who's in tune with the environment and has a very positive aspect towards
right.
life.
Right. We are delighted that, you know, his films are finally shown. Unfortunately, well, you may know the establishment, they tried very hard to keep it out of the films of the knowledge of the American public. As a matter of fact, you see, I have a daughter who lives in Europe, and she was telling me what was actually going on at the time when Sicko played at the Cannes International Film Festival. It got a 15-minute standing ovation from the public, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And yet, if you recall a little bit, nothing, absolutely nothing of that ever hit the American papers. Nobody knew or heard about it. Nobody learned about it. They kept it silent and absolutely did not want the public to know.
Yes.
About this film, about the tremendous success it had, and how the public loved it.
Yes, and that was true of Sicko, and it'll be even more so for the film for which we're going to play excerpts tonight. And that
yes, that's it. It is just as true, and the Gerson therapy is also, they're also attempting all they can to keep the Gerson therapy from knowledge of the public. They are lying about the supposed effects or not effects. They are lying about, you know, how it works, what it does, just so the public doesn't know, because especially cancer is in excess of $100 billion a year business. They
yes.
don't want to heal it with simple things like nutrition. They can't make money on it.
Yes, and that's why now we're going to go to remind everybody, 212-209-2950, Healing the Gerson Way, Defeating Cancer and Other Chronic Diseases, not available anywhere else. You'd be the first on your block. Your contribution to WBAI for $100, and also this incredible DVD, 80-minute DVD, Dying to Have Known, by award-winning documentary filmmaker Steve Krushel, who lives up in Alaska and is very much in tune with the environment, and also now has made one of his additional causes for people to understand and know and appreciate the Gerson technique. So let us now go to the DVD, and then we're going to return to an incredible three-hour discussion with Charlotte Gerson, Ralph Schoenman, and Maya Schoen.
Is a place where Michael. One's able to step back and collect your thoughts, to contemplate life and what matters. The privilege to feel the exhilaration of nature's heartbeat demands I have to take risks, just like a wild animal does each day to survive. I found that chronicling the laws of nature as a filmmaker has its rewards here. I guess you could call me a naturalist, and to witness intimately what occurs each day in the wilderness amongst various live organisms eventually opens a door to a perspective of life that few no longer can find, even if they want to. This one-room log cabin I live in here in No Man's Land, Alaska, is only where I spend most of my time. It isn't my home. Home is outside, the environment, this region, this state. The air, water, food, and even the climate here is dependent upon what goes on in the faraway places like Paris, Moscow, Beijing, Tokyo, Baghdad. Even Wall Street in New York City has an effect. On clear winter nights, when I step out on the cabin porch, you can see more than just what your eyes witness. To me, the northern lights invite wonder and curiosity and stimulate one to think and question. Tonight, I reflected on a documentary I had just completed on the threats to Alaska's environment. Signs of global warming are everywhere. Polar bears are starving, having to be shot because of it. The native people are protesting the destruction of the Arctic. They talk about the effect on northern wildlife as a result of climate change, and oil development brings everybody in on the fracas. That Alaskan documentary also had made the connection between some pharmaceutical firms being owned by oil companies, and then the door opens profoundly wide to policies about human health.
Each day
and more would be just as sacrosanct as was Yosemite or Yellowstone.
We are better than this.
We have to invent our way out of this crisis.
There was one statement in that documentary I will never forget.
It is a scientifically verifiable fact that the Gerson therapy cures cancer as well as almost every other chronic degenerative disease.
Privately, I could not deeply accept that statement from Charlotte Gerson without doing some more research. After a few phone calls, my mind was made up. I had another documentary to do, focusing this time on the cure for cancer and chronic disease. Within a short time, my bags were packed and I was on my way. Just ahead, the road would end, and I would have to take a bush plane to get to a major Alaskan airport. I had no idea what this investigation would uncover as the trip would go along, but I would devote exactly 52 days to make this movie. Before I was ready, as a passenger seated next to me gave me his perspective about the pharmaceutical industry.
What can tell you more? I have a neighbor, and her father is a well-renowned immunologist. He studies vaccines. He develops vaccines, but his daughter never vaccinates her children. So,
her children?
Yeah.
She won't vaccinate her children?
No.
Why?
Probably she has enough information about vaccines to know better.
The pharmaceutical industry has links with oil companies, but there is much more to it than that, as I was about to find out on this trip. An airport is a good place for a visual reality check of public health. In the United States, 2/3 of Americans are overweight and 20 million of us have diabetes. Half of all Americans take prescription drugs and 100 million of us have high cholesterol. The cancer rate has gone from 1 in 50 in 1900 to almost 1 in 2 at the present time in industrialized countries. Before boarding my connecting flight, there was time to reflect on the history behind Charlotte Gerson's efforts to inform people about her father's incredible success in curing cancer and chronic disease. In Toronto, Ontario, I documented one of her lectures. Charlotte was one of three girls born to Dr. Gerson and his wife, Gretchen. Growing up, Charlotte took a particularly strong interest in her father's ability to heal the hopeless. Earlier, during Dr. Gerson's time as a resident physician in Germany, he suffered from severe migraine headaches. He cured his migraines by changing to a special diet. This diet was then discovered by Gerson to cure skin tuberculosis. Dr. Robert Koch had been studying tuberculosis and in 1905 received the Nobel Prize for his research of the organism. So did Dr. Nils Finsen for a special treatment of the disease. But Dr. Gerson received nothing for actually curing tuberculosis. Basically, Dr. Gerson's cure was and is a special combination of fresh, raw, and cooked organic foods and their juices. Later, Gerson discovered in conjunction with this that organic coffee, taken as a 15-minute retention enema, aided in the restoration of the liver and blood purification. In 1924, a clinical trial of 450 tuberculosis patients was launched with Gerson's treatment. 446 out of the 450 walked away cured. Then, Nobel recipient Dr. Albert Schweitzer asked Gerson to cure him of diabetes, along with his wife's lung tuberculosis and their daughter's rare skin disease. And Gerson did. By the time Gerson escaped Nazi persecution in Germany and fled to the U.S. with his family, he was already curing people with cancer. This profound success caught the attention of Senator Claude Pepper, who held Senate subcommittee hearings with Gerson and some of his patients in July of 1946. The astounding testimony was quickly reported by Raymond Graham Swing via ABC Radio. The public's reaction was swift and favorable. But it also provoked threatening reactions from the medical and drug community, which resulted in Raymond Graham Swing's firing from ABC 2 weeks later in a stunning display of censorship by commercial interests.
I was investigated 5 times.
What do you mean by being investigated, sir?
From the ME.
They investigated you?
Yes, 5 times. Every time they come, I show them, here's the patient you sent home to die, cured. Other patient, you sent home to die, cured. Next patient, you sent home to die, cured.
What are you going to do to try to get this across so that it will be accepted by the American Medical Association?
First, I write the cancer book. And in that cancer book, I will bring in as many cases as possible sent home to die. So that every physician hears the cancer can read it. And I will have it translated. The edit, the publishing company will translate it in many languages.
I had now flown to San Francisco and thought that who better to discuss Dr. Gerson's historical legacy with than someone from Gerson's very own family. I met Howard Strauss, the grandson of Dr. Gerson and son of Charlotte Gerson. Howard is a scientist, author, and historian whose careful record keeping of Gerson's past serves as an invaluable aid to researchers, scientists, and medical professionals with an open mind. The day I visited with Howard, he reviewed his grandfather's book with me, which outlined the treatment protocol. Howard feels his grandfather's treatment is more desperately needed now by the sick and dying than ever before. And yet, the opposition to this treatment remains relatively steadfast. Howard's personal life has been permanently tied to Dr. Gerson's discoveries.
Nearly 17 years ago, when my wife and I were engaged to be married, she came down with her third occurrence of skin cancer. It was a small lesion about the size of a dime on her ankle, but it was the third time, so it was pretty serious. It was coming back. Rather than do anything other, we went on the Gerson therapy. We went immediately down to the hospital in Mexico. We went on the Gerson therapy. We stayed faithfully on it. And in the middle of the therapy, we got married. That was 16 and a half years ago. And she's been fine ever since.
It seems that any local who is truly sick that runs into Howard has a life-changing experience.
Back in 1978, I thought in very good health, living a very normal life, and my husband discovered a lump in my breast. So we went to a gynecologist, and he sent us to a surgeon. The surgeon did a biopsy. He said, "You have cancer. We will have surgery in 2 days." I got a pamphlet in the mail, I still think it's a miracle, which said that Charlotte Gerson was going to give this lecture for the National Health Federation on cancer. So I said, I might as well go and listen because that's another way. And I listened to her. Everything she said made sense.
I started to wonder how the critics would react to these testimonies.
After the therapy, we went back to Utah to a specialist on blood, and she said my blood was so clean and clear that she couldn't tell I'd ever had cancer, and she said I was the first patient that ever happened to. And now I have two doctor friends that we're very close with, and every time they thought we were doing quackery doing this, and they said every time he sees me, he says, or calls on the phone, he says, well, how are you feeling now, Don? As if any day I'm going to fall down dead.
I started to wonder if this is just coincidence. The next lady had had breast cancer.
He did the biopsy, found out it was cancer, called me back in, told me. The doctor explained to me my choices. One was a lumpectomy and the other one was mastectomy. And because of the lumpectomy, just taking a large portion of my breast, I thought that maybe I should just have the mastectomy. And so when I told my husband, he told me that he had a client that his mother knew about nutrition.
Of course, she was talking about Howard and his mother, Charlotte.
The first phone call I got when I started taking the phone calls was my gynecologist. And he I was telling him what I was doing. And he told me I was making a big mistake. And he even said he would recommend me to a doctor up in San Francisco or Stanford or someplace. And that he wanted me to go and talk to him. And I said, no, you know, that I wouldn't do this. This is what I wanted to do. And you know, it just shocked me and scared me for like 1 second, but then I knew what I was doing was the right thing. The other doctor I went to was just my regular intern. One of them told me I was like committing suicide, and that was 11 years ago.
Prostate cancer had struck this lady's husband, Howard, CPA.
Oh, almost 6 years ago, Howard, when I had that needle biopsy. Uh-huh. And sent the biopsy up to Stanford, and they sent it back and said, well, it looks like cancer to us. So I decided, I know what I'm going to do. Gerson therapy for me.
Howard explained to me that even the daughter in this family, who had pleurisy, was healed with Gerson's treatment. All three in one family with different ailments, all cured. All with medical records to prove it. Coincidence? The colors of fruits and vegetables are derived from a variety of chemicals called antioxidants. Only plants produce antioxidants. Antioxidants subdue what's wrong in our bodies. A law of nature Dr. Gerson understood and used. Just outside San Francisco, I was scheduled to interview Dr. Dean Adell, a radio and television personality who reports on health and science issues.
I don't think the Gerson's therapy has ever cured a terminally ill patient. People get very confused by this. This is a world of science, a world of data. I always like to think of it as a courtroom, the courtroom of science and medicine. You don't send somebody to jail or convict somebody without hard, hard evidence. And Gerson has been looked at many, many times. If you think of basically what's in Gerson therapy, you really wouldn't expect it to cure cancer. But people, sometimes cancer cures itself. There is a rate of cancer, it goes away by itself. Some people didn't really have cancer, it was a misdiagnosis. Sometimes people had chemotherapy many months before and then try, for instance, Gerson therapy, they get better and attribute it to the Gerson therapy or whatever they've done. So no, I don't think there's any evidence that anybody's ever been cured by Gerson therapy.
The problem with the scientific proof is that the allopathic medical world has defined scientific proof so narrowly that the only thing which can be tested using their definition is our drugs. In her final editorial as editor-in-chief of the New England Journal of Medicine, Marcia Angel, MD, asked the rhetorical question, is academic medicine for sale? And throughout the article, she answers emphatically yes. The pharmaceutical companies have totally corrupted the institutions, the researchers, and the publications to the point where medical research is literally an advertisement for drugs rather than actual research for the truth. Dr. Gerson published more than 50
publications detailing his therapy and many other subjects in the world's finest medical journals at the time and all over the world, not just in Germany, but all over the world. There were hundreds of other articles by senior medical researchers and esteemed medical scientists confirming his work, also published in the finest medical journals of the time. So if the critics cannot find any publications by Gerson, they need to find a new research assistant for sure. He did publish several papers in the United States right up until he started to submit articles on the subject of cancer. At that point, he was totally and forever banned from publication in the United States.
Dr. Gerson was a German Jew who lost his seven siblings in the Holocaust. According to his daughter Charlotte, he faced another Holocaust in the United States, witnessing the deaths of untold thousands after his successful treatment was rejected by the medical establishment. Gerson's treatment did not use or need drugs. Essentially, the vegetables and the juices in conjunction with coffee enemas did the trick. Coffee enemas have been scientifically proven to aid the liver in detoxification with the rest of the Gerson protocol. It would seem that our pollution-damaged bodies are in need of this now more than ever.
I'm a coffee drinker, and I drink it. I cannot imagine a cappuccino through your rectum.
We've lived in harmony with nature a long time, but in less than a century, all that has changed. The toxins in our environment are now off the charts, and cancer rates have blasted skyward as well. Fundamentally, does our health really boil down to breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Does the Gerson therapy provide the key to initiating a return to living sustainably on this planet? How can its acceptance be accomplished?
What would it take to convince people and yourself that the Gerson therapy has merit?
That's a simple question, Steve. What would it take to convince me that the Gerson therapy works? A simple double-blind study, follow-up, real data. And, of course, we'd all beat a path to Gerson's door and a Gerson clinic's door if it turned out to work. And why people don't do that, I don't know. This is how you convince science. This is how we move forward. This is how we got to where we are today.
I agreed with Dr. Dina Dell to move forward, and so I drove south to Los Angeles after hearing that Charlotte Gerson was giving a lecture at a health convention in Long Beach. When I entered the convention building, I got the feeling that I was about to meet many people who are dissatisfied with the effectiveness of orthodox medicine, that felt smothered, restricted, and force-fed medical propaganda that simply didn't work. Why else would they be here? Which gave rise to another observation. If orthodox treatments for cancer and chronic disease really worked, I would think nobody would want to come to hear Charlotte Gerson talk in the first place. Take this audience member, for example. There were many like him there.
3 years ago, I discovered I had lymphoma cancer. I had the best chemotherapy that there was, and I thought I was cured. 2 years later, the cancer returned at a higher stage. It was stage four. I then commenced my second set of chemotherapy, but I realized that the prognosis was poor. During the chemotherapy, I did some research. In fact, I spent 3 months of researching, and I found that the Gerson's therapy was my best chance of escaping this cancer. And I then decided to meet Charlotte Gerson. I'm from Australia. I flew out just for the weekend to meet with Charlotte and hear her talk and to learn more about my therapy. When the cancer returned for the second time, my spleen was so large it was poking out from just below my ribs. After 5 months of Gerson's therapy, the spleen had reduced back to the normal size, and in fact, the oncologist said that I was in total remission.
William's story is profound, but I sense that many people would tune out a testimony like this, like someone who claims they've seen a ghost or listened to some infomercial. But what if William's story, like the people I met earlier, were of hundreds, even thousands of cured people?
We had a wonderful story of a little boy, 8 years old, who was of a group of 7 other kids. All of them had Ewing sarcoma. He came to Mexico to the Gerson Clinic, pale, very thin, no hair, bald, and quite sick with pain. He was put on the Gerson therapy, sent home, and the mother reported that within 3 months, the tumor was gone. Not only that, 2 years later, he was a strapping young fellow with lots of hair. He was growing. He was active in school. More important yet, he recovered while the other 6 children in the group who had received chemotherapy and only chemotherapy were all dead.
If that story was rare, perhaps it would be easier to somehow dismiss. But this is another typical recovery. Charlotte allowed me to stay at her home a little longer and to actually go through the files of 1,500 patients Dr. Gerson was treating and following at the time of his death.
Further, any physician is heartily invited to come to the Mexican hospital and visit and see a patient there or visit with the patients, and with their permission, then they would have access to their medical records.
I remembered what Dr. Dina Dell had said.
What would it take to convince people, and yourself, that the Gerson therapy has merit?
That's a simple question, Steve. What would it take to convince me that the Gerson therapy works? A simple double-blind study, follow-up, real data. And, of course, we'd all beat a path to Gerson's door, and a Gerson clinic's door, if it turned out to work.
And so I joined Charlotte at the Mexican clinic, witnessed the treatments, met the patients. This man had cancer of the mouth. She had cervical cancer. He had prostate cancer. She had an ascites tumor. The Gerson Clinic is unusual in that the atmosphere there seems more like a royal hotel. I met others that were previous patients. This lady had pancreas cancer and became friends with actor Michael Landon when he was diagnosed with it. She recounted how after he went on network television stating that he was doing the Gerson therapy, his doctors discouraged him from continuing it, whereupon he died. This woman had ovarian cancer. With this lady, it was cervical cancer. And this gal had liver disease. I then met with Dr. Wallace Sampson, clinical professor emeritus at Stanford University, and editor of the Scientific Review of Alternative Medicine. Today he took me for a walk instead of his dog.
Well, the reason we don't like these therapies is, first of all, to give people false hope. And they're rip-offs. You know, there's someone making a big profit off of this kind of activity. And that's just morally wrong. Morally wrong, ethically wrong. It's not right from any aspect at all.
Well, has a Gerson therapy ever cured a cancer patient?
Oh, of course not. They won't even release their records. They published one paper on something called melanoma, skin cancer, but they selected the cases they reported. They didn't report everything that happened. They don't keep that kind of a record on all patients, so they have nothing to show us. And yet they keep on making the same claims that they made in the 1920s when Dr. Gerson first came over here from Germany, 1930s. But he was doing this for tuberculosis and other diseases also.
What would it take for you to be convinced or even persuaded a slight bit that this therapy has credibility?
Well, first of all, they have to show some reason why it should work. We know how cancers behave, and we know the kinds of things that cause cancer. So they have to come up with some kind of a believable theory of why their diet should work. But second of all, they'd have to convince us that everything we know about it in the past 50 years is wrong. And they're right. Now, how are they going to come up with material like that? That's impossible. They don't have it. So we're left with nothing with that outfit.
What do they charge?
I've heard as much as $15,000 up front for a week, for the first few days. And they'll charge as much until you go broke, and then they'll send you home.
Have you ever met any of their patients that claim that they're recovered?
No, never met one. Mostly they die. Either that or they don't have cancer in the first place, or they have a very low-grade cancer and they would have lived no matter what they did.
I knew Dr. Sampson had exaggerated the cost at the clinic by a factor of 5. So now what could I believe?
So each cancer is going to have to have its characteristics determined, individually probably, and a tailored treatment developed by the oncologists. Now, we're talking real medicine here. We're not talking alternative medicine. We're talking real medicine. This is how it's going to be. Alternative medicine, there really is no such thing. Few people know this, but the word alternative and the whole concept of alternative medicine is only 20 or 30 years old. Someone invented it. They invented it as a marketing slogan. There is no such thing as alternative medicine. It's just a series of unproven, disproven, and implausible kinds of proposals made for commercial purposes. They're selling you a bill of goods.
A few other questions came to mind.
Your son is works for the American Cancer Society. What does he think of therapies such as the Gerson therapy?
Well, he knows the same things that we know, that I know. The American Cancer Society used to be very active in exposing these kinds of things, but more recently they've backed off because of the public relations aspect. There's so many political powerhouses and rich people who are in back of these implausible proposals that in order to keep the... Their contributions coming, they can't be too opposed to some of these things.
Like the Gerson therapy.
Yeah, well, they're opposed to it, but they don't put nearly the amount of publicity into their opposition that they used to.
What is the answer to cancer? What do you think it'll be?
Well, it'll be a combination of finding out what the molecular basis is. In other words, there are certain molecules that are made by the body that are stimulate growth, and certain other genes that code for the behavior of cells. And we'll figure that out, and then we'll combat them with drugs.
Dr. Gerson treated the sick human organism in its totality. He was inducted into the Orthomolecular Hall of Fame just last year, almost 50 years after his death. Considering that both Dr. Dean Adell and Dr. Wallace Sampson stated that no one has ever been cured of anything on the Gerson therapy, I visited the Gerson Institute and found over 100 more patients on file. I selected two at random and requested interviews.
The day that my oncologist gave me 3 to 6 months to live, I had to go home and tell my children. That was the first thing on my mind to tell them. And I was devastated. My husband had to practically carry me out of the office. I went home and I told them. I had two teenagers there. And my daughter was 17. She was in her senior year.
This is Taking Aim with
Ralph Schoenman
and Maya Schoen. Our program today focuses on the Gerson way, defeating cancer and other chronic diseases naturally with whole foods. Imagine what this means to the trillion-dollar pharmaceutical industry, what this means to the huge restaurant industry of McDonald's and Wendy's and all the other places that make you sick. All the capitalist conglomerates that spend their days and nights and weekends devising ways to make you ill, which the pharmaceutical industry then plies you with chemicals to try to heal you, but in fact kills you. And here we have the Gerson technique, a way of living and particularly a way of healing. Today we are with us, fortunately, Charlotte Gerson, daughter of Dr. Max Gerson, who developed the Gerson technique and who has continued it with her institute in San Diego, a clinic in Mexico, and training people across the country. We have for our premium, Dying to Have Known, an incredible documentary. We played an excerpt of it. It's by Steve Kroeschel. It's 80 minutes, and it is methodical, as you have heard in this first excerpt. That is available for $85. And Charlotte's new book will be hot off the press. And to you, Healing the Gerson Way, Defeating Cancer and Other Chronic Diseases, for your contribution to WBAI of $100. Please get on the phone right away, 212-209-2950. This is a phone call that will change your life. Ralph?
Well, the concrete... the context here is a very specific and dramatic history, because Dr. Max Gerson began by attempting to treat his own chronic migraine headaches, and he recognized that he particularly had onsets of these migraine headaches when he would partake of particular foods, namely highly salted foods and highly fat sausages and what have you. And when he attempted to eliminate those foods, he found that his migraines receded. And out of that realization, he began to treat patients who had similar symptoms by eliminating foods that apparently were associated with the symptoms, and which apparently had a certain characteristic. They were high in salt, they were high in fat, they apparently had a toxic effect on the organism. And to his astonishment, the way in which he began to look at the relationship between nutrition and health impacted not only the symptom of migraine, but it's not merely the migraines that would begin to disappear, but lupus and skin tuberculosis would also become cleared up through the elimination of such apparently toxic foods. And to his astonishment at the impact that the approach he was now taking had on his patients, he began to extend it and expand it. He cured the wife of Albert Schweitzer. He cured thousands of people of systemic disease through this modality and this approach. And this book and this DVD allow you to understand what underlies the discoveries of Dr. Max Gerson regarding the toxicity of established processed foods and the availability of antioxidants in fresh foods, foods that nourish the body and sustain the immune system as opposed to undermining it. I think it's critical to understand that Dr. Max Gerson began to extend his understanding of systemic disease and its relation to the absence of nourishing food to conditions such as cancer. And it resulted in the cure of people who had been rendered basically on the shelf to die, hopeless. He took people who were basically skin and bones, who were left to prepare for their deaths, every modality of cancer, be it melanoma or kidney cancer or liver cancer or leukemia or bone cancer, testicular cancer, cervical cancer, breast cancer, rare cancers. And he took 50 cases of people who had been completely abandoned to death and who were in great suffering and basically terminal. And they all not merely survived through the treatment that Max Gerson had developed, removal of toxins from the system and the nourishment of the body of these people. But the consequence of this was that he published the case record, 50 cases of these people who, after much follow-up, remained cured of their symptoms, the cancers gone. An apparent miracle. One quick description of what occurred. Senator Claude Pepper of Florida held hearings in 1946 in which Dr. Max Gerson began to present the evidence of his results. He'd been treating now thousands of people with these kinds of effects. And so impressed was Claude Pepper by this presentation and the evidence that sustained it and the case records and the follow-up that he wanted to, in fact, fund with $100 million a research into a cure for systemic disease along the lines that was being pioneered by Max Gerson. Now what came into play was the vast mobilization of the American Medical Association, of the pharmaceutical industry, of the food industry, in this all-out assault upon the ability of Max Gerson to practice medicine, to even follow his research, and to illuminate this, to give a concrete example, because this is a long and dramatic story. Esquire magazine, to give a dramatic instance, assigned to a particular reporter, an investigative reporter, the task of exposing the quack Max Gerson. And he was sent to do that task, and when he confronted Max Gerson, Max Gerson opened up his files to him, and S.J. Hout was astonished to find that there were follow-ups, that there was an extraordinary documentation of the outcome of his treatments, and he could see the patients, and he could follow the progress they had made, and he asked the question, well, has this been presented to the medical associations? And he said, of course, but they ignore it. They did more than ignore it. Dr. Cornelius Rhodes of the Sloan Kettering and the American Medical Association began this vast campaign prevent Dr. Max Gerson from practicing. I'm going to end on this. Who is Dr. Cornelius Rhodes? In 1931, under the auspices of the Rockefeller Institute for Medical Investigations, he was infecting human subjects with cancer cells. He went on to establish the United States Army Biological Warfare Facilities in Maryland, Utah, and Panama. When he was at the Atomic Energy Commission, he began a series of radiation experiments on American soldiers and civilian hospital patients. He oversaw radiation experiments on thousands of U.S. citizens. In memos to the Department of Defense, Cornelius Rhodes expressed a view that, quote, Puerto Rican dissidents should be eradicated with the judicious use of germ bombs, unquote. This is the figure, this is the establishment, this is the conspiracy, if you like, of the pharmaceutical industry, of the medical industrial complex to keep us sick. $110 billion a year is the tip of the iceberg. What this DVD and what this book demonstrate to you, brothers and sisters, is that there is, in fact, a plot against our survival and against our lives, and that those who have devoted themselves to showing the relationship between nutrition and health, healthy foods and survival, the absence of toxins, and the ways in which the medications and the treatments and the chemotherapy, who was it that was pushing chemotherapy? Why, it was Dr. Cornelius Rhodes, making fortunes out of this toxic treatment that is the antithesis of cure. And the underlying politics of this are what inform the dramatic importance of this DVD and this book and the lifelong work, not just of Dr. Max Gerson, but of the Gerson Institute, of Charlotte Gerson, thousands of people who have overcome the propaganda to avail themselves of a modality of treatment that is, in fact, a protocol for the survival of all of us.
212-209-2950. Your contribution to WBAI, $100, Healing the Gerson Way, Defeating Cancer and Other Chronic Diseases, a primer for your everyday life with 100 pages of recipes and also a protocol for the treatment of cancer. And also this incredible DVD, Dying to Have Known, not only an introduction, but a systematic refutation of the medical industrial complex and its attack on this holistic protocol. Charlotte, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Yes, could you tell us some about the new book, Healing the Gerson Way?
And new book is entirely new, and it is very beautifully written, so much so that it's an excellent guide for actually applying the therapy at home. It's still, you know, like doing it the hard way, because when people are really, really seriously ill, treatment at home is a tough business. However, it is possible, and people have recovered. And this is also something Orthodox people don't like, because it costs next to nothing. They can't earn a penny on it, and that's why they attack it. And, of course, also when they say that it costs $15,000, $20,000 up front, those are lies. And they know it, because all of this material is published. But they try to scare people away so that they can earn the millions and billions of dollars while patients die, and rather than have them recover and heal.
Right. The medical industrial complex is a $1 trillion industry, part of the gross national product. $1 trillion.
Yes.
So could you give us some of the specifics and how Healing the Gerson Way is new? Your co-author, Beata Bishop, is an incredible writer who was a writer for the BBC in London.
Yes.
And is very much committed to the Gerson technique. Could you tell us why?
Yes. She's not only an excellent writer and committed, but she is a 26-year survivor of terminal cancer. She originally had melanoma removed from her leg and some skin patched from her hip and, you know, the whole horrible thing. The next thing, exactly a year later, the cancer was back, and at that point it was in her lymph nodes in the groin. And the doctors know full well that there's no more that they can do in such situations. And they told her that she had at most 3 to 6 months to live. Now, rather than what this so-called Dr. Sampson was saying to the public, that they didn't have cancer or that it was a mild one. Not at all. We don't get the mild cancers. We get them because orthodox medicine isn't healing. If they were healing patients, you know, they wouldn't have to come to us. Okay. However, Beata Bishop was 26 years recovered from spreading terminal melanoma. And she now travels all over. She is a native of Hungary. She speaks Hungarian fluently. And she is teaching a whole lot of teachers and professors and various interested parties in Hungary how to use the therapy. And there are already several doctors who have cured patients and themselves of the Gerson, with the Gerson therapy of terminal cancers. And the book gives all this information and all the details of what to do and how to do it and how to prepare the proper foods and how to obtain the necessary nutrients and how to heal and detoxify the body. It's all in the new book, and, you know, people can use it and do this therapy at home.
So it's a workbook.
It is a total exact workbook, yes. And on top of it, it has about 100 pages of recipes so that people can learn how to prepare the kind of food that they need to use for healing.
Holistic, natural, organic.
Organic.
Food.
It's very important that it's organic and free of poisons. And that's another thing, of course, the orthodox people and the chemical companies don't like one bit, is they can't sell their drugs and chemicals and poisons and pesticides and all that when we have to.
Not to mention all their pharmaceuticals, which every doctor is paid to push, which is in itself a multi-trillion dollar industry.
Yeah. Well, that's how the doctors make money. They can't make money on a sack of carrots. And that's the major problem. You know, when doctors start patients on chemotherapy, they are now permitted to treat such patients at home, and not at home, but, you know, in their offices.
Right.
And what they do, they earn tremendous lot of money that way. They buy the drugs, the chemo drugs, cheap, and administer them, and, you know, make somewhere upward of $1,500 with each treatment. And all of that falls off when people use a true organic nutritional healing. But
I just wanted to remind people of the phone number to call, 212-209-2950. Your chance to have in your home this incredible workbook primer, description of the Gerson technique, and everyday process for you to keep yourself healthy. And also, if you have some chronic illness, degenerative disease, a way to heal yourself, to defeat cancer and other chronic diseases, and to prevent them. That's Healing the Gerson Way. Your contribution to WBAI of $100. And also a companion, the DVD, Dying to Have Known by Steve Krushel, an incredible wildlife cinematographer who, in order to sustain life and the health of his family, became cognizant, learned about the Gerson treatment, and has now made two films. The second one, Dying to Have Known, is available, and it is methodical in looking at the critics and looking at the reputation through interviews with people and through interviews with science.
Yes, and actually, Maya, there's a very specific context to this. I started to give the example of S.J. Hout, who was, in a sense, assigned by Esquire magazine to do a hatchet job on Dr. Max Gerson. And Mr. Hout was shocked when he found that there was an ample scientific and documentary record of the treatment of large numbers of people, terminal people, by Max Gerson, all of which had been sent to established medical publications in the AMA itself, all of which was suppressed by the latter, and it led to S.J. Hout writing a book called Does Dr. Max Gerson Have a Cure for Cancer? It led to Hout repudiating the assignment and, in fact, becoming an advocate for the realities and the truth of what Max Gerson had been able to accomplish. And beyond that, it should be understood that what Dr. Max Gerson was pioneering was the reality that the foods that we consume are, in fact, antithetical to our health. After all, in a nutshell, Homo sapiens are primates, and as primates, we have the physiology, essentially, of herbivores. We have 25-foot-long intestines. We don't have short intestines like carnivores do. Brothers and sisters, when flesh dies, when it's no longer oxygenated, it putrefies. That's why you got to put formaldehyde on a corpse or get it under the ground. So when we consume this dying flesh, you can color it, you can dye it, you can do this or that to it, but there it is, decaying carrion, which we house in our 25-foot-long intestines, why it proceeds to toxify the body, permeating the cells. And now the detoxifying organs of the body, the liver and the kidneys, are under assault, and they become 90% and 80% and 70% less efficient, and now the immune system is overwhelmed. There's a one-to-one relationship between the forms of consumption that are antithetical to our ability to metabolize nutrients and the underlying the incurrence of systemic disease. Dr. Max Gerson pioneered this understanding and created an antidote to it. Healthy foods, foods that are, in fact, able to sustain us as opposed to poisoning us, and how to detoxify the organism that had been assaulted in the ways that are being described here in a very short summary.
Charlotte, could you please describe some of the protocol so people have an understanding of how the Gerson treatment continues day by day.
Essentially, this gentleman was describing it beautifully in principle. However, just to give people an understanding what happens, the first simple breakfast, okay, instead of using the prepared and highly sugared breakfast foods, We use processed foods. We use freshly made organic oatmeal prepared from steel cut
oats.
Pardon me?
From when you say oats, you mean regular oatmeal or steel cut oats?
Well, yes, fresh oatmeal, and the oats are organic and are pressed, okay? And they are cooked. Now, usually, and this is the first thing that people are so trained to do, the next thing, of course, when they have cereal, they throw milk on it. And milk is not a good food. And this is extremely hard for people to understand. And, of course, again, Orthodox doctors and Orthodox pediatricians are horrified if we say that milk is not healthy. Milk, as we have also discovered, milk contains pus cells. And the Department of Agriculture allows up to, and hold your hat, up to 750 million pus cells per quart to be shipped in interstate commerce. So they're fully aware how bad milk is and how toxic it is and how damaging it is. And it's also important to remember that milk, no animal in nature ever uses milk after a baby is weaned. And we do it all the time. And we use material that is not good for the body.
We can't use
milk, then what do we do? How do we eat our cereal? Well, the best and wonderful way of doing it is by using simply fruit and fruit compotes. and stewed fruit and fresh fruit and ground up fruit, and all organic, of course. And it's tasty, and there's no sugar needed, and it's healthy and health promoting. So that's breakfast. Now, in order to give the patient the important nutrients that they have missed all their lives, because, you know, the food that is generally available in the supermarket is toxic, and it's dehydrated, and it's prepared, and it's salted, and it's it has all kinds of additives and preservatives and emulsifiers. It's no good. So in order to really reestablish nutrients for the human body, we have to give a lot of fresh nutrition to these terminally ill cancer patients. And don't forget, almost all the patients we see are in terminal condition, contrary to what this Dr. Sampson says, that they have no cancer or it's in very early condition. Absolutely not true. We see only the patients that have not been able to make it on orthodox medicine, which is a very large majority. Anyway, so the next thing, in order to give these people proper nutrients, we have to pour it into them. But don't forget, they are cancer patients, and they're usually quite, quite ill. And the important thing here is also that they have poor appetite, which is normal for a terminal patient. So it's very difficult to give them nutrients, but Dr. Gerson found a way to do it, namely in the form of juices. So a patient, even in serious and terminal condition, is always able to drink. And drinking, instead of water or something canned or deadly or something like that, we give freshly pressed fruit and vegetable juices, largely vegetable juices, so that there are not too many sugars. And these juices, of course, have to be organic. And all the food that is used is organic. Now, the next thing that happens after breakfast, almost immediately within the hour, the patients are given a glass of juice. And this goes on for the whole day. Actually, patients receive a fresh glass of juice, apple carrot juice, or sometimes juice of fresh greens, fresh leaves, every hour. And interestingly, they can handle it. It is perfectly all right, and they manage to get this enormous amount of nutrients.
And there's a steady flow.
Even though they have low appetite.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so they get a fresh glass of juice every hour. In other words, in the total day, they get approximately 13 glasses of fresh juice, all made with fresh organic foods nutrients, and they get enormous amounts of fresh enzymes, fresh nutrients, fresh vitamins, and all that are easily assimilated even by a very sick body. Very often, you know, if you try to give these very sick people, if you try to give them supplements, they're not even assimilated. The body is so ill, it can't handle the artificial and the pharmaceutical materials. Okay, so they receive, and that's only part of it. Then they also get two full meals, like aside from breakfast, they also get a full lunch, and it's all vegetarian, and it's all highly nutritious. And again, it is organic, freshly prepared, unsalted, and no fats. And this is also extremely important. Dr. Gerson found in his work with patients that when the body is so damaged that it can no longer maintain balance and therefore maintain health and activity, it becomes incapable of digesting fats. So all fats have to be withdrawn with the exception of one, namely flaxseed oil. That is a possible, and is the only fatty substance that we can use. Okay, so we get after the juice that's served at 12 o'clock, at 1 o'clock, we get lunch. And lunch, surprisingly, I visit the hospital at least once every week and visit with all the patients, and it's virtually impossible. It's unbelievable what happens when you watch them eating lunch. Now, these are terminally ill people. They have been assimilating, have been given a glass of fresh juice every hour, and you might think they're full and they can't even touch any more food. Totally contrary is true. They eat, they pile their plate. It's a pleasure to see how much food they can consume. And they pile their plate high with fresh vegetables, all organic, all salt-free, with fresh salads, living substances, with the proper nutrients, with proper dressing of you may use some little bit of vinegar, and you can use a little bit of flax seed oil. It's the only oil that a cancer patient can handle. And all of these things are properly prepared, very specially prepared, and that's why it's so important also to have that cookbook at the back of the volume, because it's completely different from anything people have ever done as far as cooking and serving meals.
Let's remind people of the telephone number, 212-209-2950. And this incredible description given by Charlotte is detailed in the book, Healing the Gerson Way, Defeating Cancer and Other Chronic Diseases. Yours for a contribution to WBAI, $100. Remember, it is here. It is available here. And you be the first and really change your ways. And if you know somebody who has a chronic disease, this is an incredible gift to them, and as well as a gift to yourself for turning your life around. Sure.
It's combined as well, I think it's essential to make clear, a process of detoxifying the organism so that the immune system can begin to heal the body and to counter the toxic effects of polluted foods and of foods that are antithetical to the nutrients that we require.
Well, yeah, you see, this is all, we'll have to develop the situation for people to be able to understand that. Because once we give patients this tremendously nutritious food, the fact is that it's easily assimilated by even the very sick body, because it's a natural food that belongs in the sick body. So the next thing that happens when it is assimilated, it goes directly into the tissues, into the cell. But when that happens, the body has to release whatever was in that cell before, and it's virtually all poison because of all the toxic materials that they have assimilated and eaten in their lifetime, and it's very extensive. So the next thing that happens when you give the body all these nutrients is the body pushes out the dead, rotten, toxic material that has gone in there for, the whole lifetime of any person. When it is pushed out, these so-called nutrients, which actually are toxic substances, go into the bloodstream. And when they go into the bloodstream, they're filtered out by the liver. The liver doesn't allow poisoned material to go in and stay in the bloodstream. But the next thing that happens, these toxic substances in the liver can actually cause damage, because the liver isn't able to detox to get rid of all of this so suddenly and so in such a hurry and in such large amounts. And that is extremely important, and that's one of Dr. Gerson's greatest discoveries. You have to help the liver get rid of the now toxic substances that are flooding the bloodstream. because of the nutrients that have been pushed in by the fresh living foods, the fresh living juices, the fresh organic, high nutritious materials. So he found a way of detoxifying. And that's another thing that doctors absolutely don't want to hear or know, namely that you can detoxify the body, because, you see, everything that medical drugs and medical treatments are toxic. All medical treatments, all medical drugs are liver toxic.
Especially the so-called cancer treatment of chemotherapy and radiation, which
they're about
is highly
the worst.
Toxic and destroys the immune system in the process.
Okay, they are worse than other toxins that are contained in the remainder of pesticides and the emulsifiers in food and the chemical nutrients that are being promoted and everything that does go into the so-called food and nutrients. But the problem that most people don't realize is, even though it is passed by the food and drug people, it is not safe. And that's one of the most difficult things to have the people understand, that the food they are given, that the food that's available in the supermarket, that the food that they buy off the shelves, that food is toxic. It is no nutrient. It's essentially preservatives and the residues of toxins, of residues of pesticides that are used, and herbicides and all the other toxic food chemicals and soil promoters and everything like that. They're all toxic. So unless the food is organic, it is toxic. And it's important also sometimes to read labels, even though they don't always show everything that's contained, because if a manufacturer uses things other than what he puts in, if he uses some compound that he can already buy ready-made, he doesn't have to say what's in them. So it's very difficult to judge whether or not foods are safe. And in almost all instances, the other problem is that all prepared foods, bar none, are salted. And Dr. Gerson found, first by his own migraines, he found that salt is a toxic substance. Salt, as was later, much later, confirmed also by researchers, they found that salt is an enzyme inhibitor of, you know, this is sort of gets a little bit more difficult to explain, but let me go through that. There are two researchers that decided to check just how the body produces enzymes. Now, enzymes are needed for every function that the body goes through, from the moment you take a breath and air goes into your lungs, not the whole air goes into the bloodstream. The body has to separate that and send only the oxygen into the bloodstream. Now, in order to do that, the body has to actually separate the oxygen, the air, into its component. The air is not pure oxygen. It's made up of nitrogen, oxygen, and carbon dioxide. So the body has to separate those things in order to use just what it needs, namely the oxygen. All of that is being done by enzymes. But that's only the beginning. Everything, your digestion and your assimilation and your excretion, everything that goes on in the body has to be done by the chemicals that are being built by the body. For every substance, for every activity, the body has to build new enzymes. Now, in order to do that, and this is what these two researchers looked at, in order to do that, it takes certain nutrients, it takes certain chemicals to produce these enzymes. But there are also other chemicals that inhibit this activity, that stop it, that keeps it from happening. Now, those are called toxic. Actually, anything that happens in the body that keeps these enzymes from functioning is called poison. All so-called enzyme inhibitors, blocking substances, are poison. And it might interest you, and it's important, extremely important to remember, that all substances, everything that is in any way treated or put into cans and jars and all kinds of supermarket shelves and everything, everything that is produced in any manner whatsoever other than fresh growing on the in the soil is processed. And in the course of processing, salt is used. That includes even like cookies and things that are supposed to be sweet. They, too, contain salt. Now, these
sometimes,
two researchers,
you,
I'm coming back
processes.
To them,
sometimes
they found that salt is a poison. Salt is a so-called enzyme inhibitor, and that's the definition of poison.
And at this point, I'd like to just break in Ralph Maya and Charlotte Gerson, the voice of Charlotte Gerson. You're listening to WBAI in New York at 99.5 FM. This is an expanded special edition of Taking Aim with Ralph Schoenman and Maya Schoen. And we're in a fundraiser here at WBAI. The voice of Charlotte Gerson, she's talking about the book Healing the Gerson Way, Defeating Cancer and Other Chronic Diseases. We're offering that. Ralph and Maya and WBAI are offering that for a pledge of $100 this afternoon. The number to call is 212-209-2950. Now, you just heard Charlotte Gerson, and you heard Ralph and Maya speaking for the past 40 minutes uninterrupted, and we have to go to you now. We have to come to you now and ask you to support this radio station, to keep this kind of information on the air, the free flow of information, the access of information that you find so very, very important. The DVD, Dying to Have Known, is also available for a pledge of $85 by calling 212-209-2950. We have volunteers standing by ready to take your calls. Make your calls right now. That's right. Join the people that are calling in to WBAI at 212-209-2950. That's the number to call. Visa card, MasterCard, American Express. Do what you can to support Taking Aim with Ralph Schoenman and Maya Schoen. They're on the phone out in California. And also on the phone is the author of this book, Charlotte Gerson, along with Beata Bishop, the writers of this book, Healing the Gerson Way, Defeating Cancer and Other Chronic Diseases. Now, as I said, you heard them speaking uninterrupted for the past 35 minutes or so. We ask you to go to your phones right now without delay and make your calls, make your pledges of support, financial support, to keep this program and to keep this radio station on the air. Maya and Ralph?
Thanks, Michael. We became so absorbed listening to Charlotte. We wanted her to go on, and that's why we're telling you, Healing the Gerson Way, Defeating Cancer and Other Chronic Diseases. We have in our library Charlotte's other books, and they are a workbook, a primer for daily living. Now, don't wait until you're diagnosed with cancer or chronic disease. Now is the time to take the step and learn how to create food, your daily diet, and also to juice properly and what it means to detoxify. Healing the Gerson Way, Defeating Cancer and Other Chronic Diseases, yours for contribution to keep WBAI on the air 24/7, $100. And in addition, for another $85, this fantastic DVD, Dying to Have Known, interviews with cancer survivors and survivors of chronic diseases.
And in a sense, what you're going to find when you obtain the DVD and the book, brothers and sisters, is a how to detoxify the body, how to rid it of the burden of accumulated poisons that have been imposed upon us by dead food, by highly poisoned food, by processed food, by salts and sugars that are antithetical to our nutrition, how to rid the body of the burden that has undermined the immune system, that has impacted us and imploded within our system, preventing the body's own capacity to cure its systemic disease. When the detoxifying of the organs of the body are inhibited by insult, the immune system is undermined. When the immune system is undermined, we are subject to the systemic disease that consume our lives. These are a compendium and an assimilation of extraordinary research and breakthroughs by Dr. Max Gerson, with tens of thousands of patients, the beneficiaries, and here's a synthesis of the protocol and the program available to you through the purchase of the DVD and the Healing the Gerson Way, Defeating Cancer and Other Chronic Diseases. Please.
And Ralph, one thing Charlotte mentioned is the milk industry, and there's been incredible research about how the Midwest, the Wisconsin dairy industry, worked politically to create the original triangle, the chart that was produced by the government of what are the valuable foods to eat. And dairy was put at the top, not because of the health aspects of dairy, but because of the political lobbying of the dairy industry.
Well,
and then consequently, the government bought excess dairy, and particularly excess cheese, stored it, and then dumped it in the schools and dumped it with people who were on welfare, and instead of giving a gift, in fact, they were making the children and the poor people of this country sick.
Well, what Charlotte Gerson was articulating was, in fact, how the milk of a cow, which is a molecular structure designed for an animal that weighs a half ton, the main byproduct, by the way, of cow's milk is the product casein with which they make Elmer's glue, and most Homo sapiens, most human beings, don't have the enzyme to metabolize lactose. It's antithetical to our nutrition. On the contrary, it leads to congestion. It leads to toxicity. We become unable to digest our food. We become highly, we have bronchitis. We have colds. We have flus. We have all sorts of ensuing.
And what Charlotte was also noting is that the government allows a great deal of decay, the pus, within the quart of milk that is distributed. Now, the phones have stopped ringing again, and we started talking and discussing, so we're going back to the pitch, 212-209-2950. As you can see, this is a subject very near and dear to us, and it is a great privilege to have Charlotte Gerson with us, Healing the Gerson Way, Defeating Cancer and Other Chronic Diseases.
I should like to make one quick mention, please, if you give me a moment.
Yes.
Oh, please,
I'd
Charlotte.
Like to mention very simply that in almost all cases of asthma, you stop milk, you stop asthma.
Well, you see, that is
it's
so
that
important.
It's that simple. We have seen a whole lot of cases. It's never 100%, and I dare not say it's 100%. It isn't. But we have definitely seen that when you stop milk, in virtually all cases, you stop asthma. Now, of course, if you ask a pediatrician, you got to give milk, milk, milk. It's not so. It just isn't so. Try to stop milk. Well, the kids might scream, but it's just not true.
Well, people don't also realize that there is calcium in green leaf vegetables.
Yeah, but the calcium, well, wait a minute. The calcium in milk is not really available, which is absolutely demonstrated from the fact that in case of osteoporosis, when doctors insist that you have to take milk for calcium, it worsens the disease. Osteoporosis or any disease that supposedly is caused by lack of calcium is caused, believe it or not, it's caused by milk.
And here we have another example of why people need to get Healing the Gerson Way, Defeating Cancer and Other Chronic Diseases. Have a workbook in your home. Have a description of the process, an analysis, and an update on the Gerson treatment, as well the references, the other sources available, and 100 pages of recipe. 212-209-2950. Make a difference in your life, both with your contribution to WBAI and with our gift to you, Healing the Gerson Way, Defeating Cancer and Other Chronic Diseases, a gift from Charlotte Gerson to you.
And other chronic diseases include diabetes. Other chronic diseases include tuberculosis and lupus. Other chronic diseases include even multiple sclerosis. These are systemic diseases which Dr. Max Gerson, in the process of developing his nutritional therapy and the detoxification of the organism, was able in thousands of cases to eliminate and remove, including many very prominent people, a reality that has been suppressed by the medical industrial complex. Indeed, those who are practitioners are under constant political assault through the use of the state on behalf of the trillion-dollar industry to keep us sick, to keep us exploited, to keep the profits flowing while our disease and our systemic ailments proliferate. This is your handbook for addressing this reality and for being able to overcome it on an individual level while under six of the toxification of our environment, of our lives, of our bodies, of our future.
212-209-2950. Your contribution of $100, Healing the Gerson Way, Defeating Cancer and Other Chronic Diseases by Charlotte Gerson and Bieta Bishop, herself a cancer survivor, through the process of the Gerson technique, and also the wonderful DVD, award-winning documentary by Stephen Kroeschel, Dying to Have Known, an excerpt of which we played, and we will play another excerpt when we have the phones ringing more. There are volunteers ready to handle your calls in the pledge room. Number 212-209-2950. Michael will have to let us know when the phones are lit up, and also who we can thank for their wonderful contribution. And remember, this is a contribution to yourself to keep WBAI on the air 24/7, bringing you information such as we've been doing today, the discussion with Charlotte Gerson, and taking aim regularly. WBAI is the station that took the chance that allows us to come to you week after week with our cutting-edge documentation and political analysis. And as well, here we are giving you another political program on the politics of health and the politics of our survival, Healing the Gerson Way, Defeating Cancer and Other Chronic Diseases by Charlotte Gerson with Bieta Bishop. 212-209-2950. That's a $100 contribution. For another $85, we have Dying to Have Known, this 80-minute DVD that you are going to watch and watch again. I have to tell you, in the past couple of days, I have watched it twice. The second time around, noticing so much more and appreciating this documentary much more than I had the first time around. This is one you're going to, that is going to keep growing on you, and you're going to want to invite people over and share it and send, get some copies to send to people. This is Dying to Have Known by Stephen Kroeschel. Very accessible.
And Maya and Ralph, there are a number of people calling in right now, so perhaps you can go back to the DVD for a little bit, Dying to Have Known. And again, we'll send you that for a pledge of $85, your contribution to WBAI, your contribution of support, financial support for the program, Taking Aim with Ralph Shulman and Maya Shulman. And you're quite right, Maya. This is another political program. Folks that usually tune in at 5 p.m., to Taking Aim with Ralph Shulman and Maya Schoen are well aware of the cutting edge information, the cutting edge political programs that you do each and every week. This is no less a cutting edge political program. This program, Healing the Gerson Way, this book that is Defeating Cancer and Other Chronic Diseases by Charlotte Gerson, who is also on the line with us. 212-209-2950. This is from the book. There is a split right down the middle of modern medicine. One half, boosted by dazzling high technology, shows brilliant results in handling acute diseases and emergencies. The other half, dealing with chronic degenerative conditions, is lagging behind, unable to offer more than symptomatic treatment for the most widespread distressing conditions, ranging from cancer, heart disease, and hypertension to diabetes, arthritis, and morbid obesity. It is assumed that these and other diseases of modern civilization are both inevitable and incurable. Healing the Gerson Way, Defeating Cancer, and Other Chronic Diseases contradicts all such assumptions. As a complete guide to the theory and practice of the Gerson therapy developed over 80 years ago by Dr. Max Gerson, it shows that the increasingly denatured, nutritionally empty, toxic modern diet is the main cause of today's worsening health crisis. 212-209-2950, Healing the Gerson Way, Defeating Cancer and Other Chronic Diseases, for a pledge of $100. Make your calls now for Taking Aim with Ralph Shulman and Maya Schoen, the DVD, Dying to Have Known, for a pledge of $85. We'll send that to you as a thank you gift for supporting this program, for supporting this radio station. You're quite right, Maya, that takes on each and every week these issues, each and every day these issues that are of vital importance to us all. 212-209-2950.
Please.
Yes, sure.
Please.
The important thing also to remember is this. When a doctor tells the patient, tells whoever is looking for his ideas, that now they know what the problem is, they have diagnosed, and they know the name of the disease, and that disease is incurable. So first of all, almost certainly, it is not incurable. But what you don't want to argue with a doctor, the thing you want to keep in your mind without arguing or he'll put you down, so what you simply say to yourself is this: yes, doctor, you are right. Incurable with your methods, with these orthodox chemical poison drugs, but not incurable with the right nutritional and detoxifying approach.
Thanks, Charlotte. 212-209-2950. Now your opportunity to have the knowledge of that approach, Healing the Gerson Way, Defeating Cancer and Other Chronic Diseases, your contribution to WBAI, $100. And the DVD, Dying to Have Known, by Stephen Kruschel, 80 Minutes Intelligence. And we're going to play an excerpt that shows how the Gerson technique is being adopted internationally in Holland, in Spain, and notably in Japan, where they're doing a systematic analysis of the results, of the incredible results using the Gerson technique. Gerson Way, Defeating Cancer and Other Chronic Diseases, $100 contribution, 212-209-2950. Dying to Have Known, Stephen Kruschel, 80-minute DVD for your contribution of $85. And if the phones keep ringing throughout the playing of this section of the DVD, which goes to the Gerson technique being applied internationally and also with children, with people 80 years old, with a wide range of age groups and how people have survived cancer for a long, long time.
Cured of it, Maya, not just surviving it, but actually removing the...
That's right, another way. Yeah, sorry, Ralph, I shouldn't say surviving cancer, eliminating, defeating cancer. This is
restoring the body as a healthy organism, removing the insult that has resulted in the... cancer and other
assaults upon our survival.
Well, to be simple, my point is keep the phones ringing and we'll play parts of the DVD. And we're going back in our Taking Aim hour to speak with Charlotte once again. 212, keep dialing, keep calling throughout the playing of the DVD, and we'll be back with you. 209-2950.
To listen to a man who's considered, quote, the world's foremost authority on nutrition, unquote. Dr. T. Colin Campbell, Professor Emeritus of Nutritional Biochemistry at Cornell University and author. His lecture paralleled and confirmed the Gerson therapy to the letter. The audience was riveted to every word. I had a chance to speak with Dr. Campbell after the lecture.
I know something about the Gerson Clinic, especially its effect on treatment of disease, and more specifically on with respect to melanoma. They published a study on the effect of their treatment on the ability to keep melanoma in check, and I was very impressed with that because it showed a really substantial effect of the ability of a plant-based diet to keep melanoma from progressing forward. Dr. Gerson has, in fact, been considered a quack in the so-called professional research community, and I know something about that because I was a chair of a committee one time when we had to look at these kind of issues. That was the opinion of the professional community, and unfortunately, in my view, they were wrong.
I asked Dr. Campbell his thoughts about critics of Dr. Gerson who dismissed the therapy outright, and what is the motivation?
I've known of Stephen Barrett's work for many years. He and some of his colleagues have been taking that approach and supposedly identifying, you know, who are quacks and who are not. I really strongly disagree with his opinions. For one thing, it's very McCarthyist, you know, in a sense that somehow he and others can decide, you know, what's quack and what's not. In earlier days, for example, that group, including Stephen Barrett, took a strong stand against dietary recommendations to consume more vegetables and fruits and grains. They got involved with the American Council on Science and Health, to be specific. And the American Council on Science and Health is basically an organization that's supported largely by industry. They're looking up for industrial interest. And so they don't like what I say, obviously. And they formed some other groups, too, of a similar ilk. If I or some member of my family were diagnosed with cancer, what I would do is not what is traditionally done. I would not go the route of using drugs. Instead, I would use a plant-based diet, maybe enrich it with some other materials that is particularly rich in some of the good qualities of plant-based foods, and make sure you get enough water, exercise, sunshine. And I would just let nature take its course. Probably not more than 60 or 70% of all physicians actually get trained in nutrition at all. And the amount of nutrition or training they get is one course at the most.
I now began a journey west and crossed the rolling farmland of Pennsylvania. It is no secret that the land and soil is depleted of nutrients and laden with harsh chemicals to keep the crops even viable. Dr. Gerson called the soil our external metabolism, and without fertile organic soil, our food cannot sustain us. Now I remembered why I started this journey.
It is a scientifically verifiable fact that the Gerson therapy cures cancer as well as almost every other chronic degenerative disease.
Was this statement ringing true? I needed more evidence. I wondered if a clue could be found here.
No matter what our walk in life is, eating is a common thread to everyone. Unfortunately, only about 2%, less than 2% of the individuals in this country know where their food comes from, since we've gotten away from our agrarian roots. And they have little understanding in how the food is produced, what chemicals are put on the ground to produce the food, and what the environmental impacts are because of the practices used to produce that food.
Dr. Paul Barbara Hepperly, research manager at the Rodale Institute, is continually doing scientific analysis, soil and crop testing, and relaying these findings to the government. He gave me a crash course of the basics of soil management and the comparisons between organic farming practices and conventional farming methods. The Rodale Institute's scientific landmark studies made my head spin, and the published findings are now gaining momentum in the agricultural community. The negative impacts of conventional farming practices, including genetically modified foods, turned my stomach inside out. It has now become a race against time, for the cumulative negative impacts of conventional farming has diminished the soil appreciably, to the point of clearly becoming a leading factor as to how healthy we are as a society, our moods, our weight, even our personal relationships, as well as crime, drug addiction, and mental illness, can be traced right back to what Dr. Gerson called our external metabolism.
Steve, you know, you asked me whether these chemicals that are in agriculture are poisoning us, and I believe that that definitely is the truth. We're getting poisoned, and this also correlates with the increasing cancer rates. The epidemics in degenerative disease are very much associated with environmental problems that we're experiencing, and I think it's no accident that this is happening in this way. Dr. Max Gerson was one of the most intuitive minds in the medical field that we've had in my lifetime. And I believe that actually if we had gone to the nutritional model for disease rather than the chemical germicide type of model, that we wouldn't be in the sad state of health that we're in presently.
I was referred to another expert on nutrition.
Why was the American Medical Association so opposed to the Gerson therapy? I think all the medical associations were opposed to the Gerson therapy. Here comes a new approach, a nutritional approach, an effective approach. The medical pharmaceutical industry, if it even wants a cure for cancer, since there's so much profit in this disease, certainly does not want the cure to be a nutritional one.
I was beginning to wonder how many of the public know this.
If the Gerson therapy were permitted inside the United States, and I believe that it should be, we would see a dramatic decrease in deaths from cancer. I would estimate the fatality rate would go down by at least 50%, very possibly more so. The Gerson therapy is especially helpful in cases of malignant melanoma and other types of cancer that are generally considered to be very dangerous, very aggressive.
After I left Dr. Saul's office, it was here, on the endless toll roads and highways, as I headed west, that the impact of his words started to sink in.
What would happen to the pharmaceutical industry? Oh, they'll be fine. I think that a $500 billion worldwide industry will manage to find other diseases that it can market drugs for. You have only to look on the television to see how hard they try. But there are no drugs with the Gerson therapy. It's all based on nature. It's all based on common sense. It's all based on nutrition, detoxification, and metabolic therapy. It makes so much sense that it doesn't make very many dollars. I raised my children on a natural foods diet, vitamin supplements, and they never, not once, had a dose, not one dose, of any antibiotic. Do kids get sick? Sure. Do they need drugs to get better? No. Did we have a pediatrician? Of course. Did we go? Didn't have to.
By the time I got to the Ohio border, I thought back to my first interview for this film as I left Alaska.
I have a neighbor, and her father is a well-renowned immunologist. He studies vaccines. He develops vaccines. But his daughter never vaccinates her children. So,
her children?
Yeah.
She won't vaccinate her children?
No, no.
Why?
Probably she has enough information about vaccines to know better.
By the time I hit Cleveland, another piece of the puzzle fell into place. The Cleveland Clinic is world-renowned and visited by the rich and famous for coronary heart disease. It is here that research by noted heart specialist Dr. Caldwell Esselstein confirmed what his own peers do not even want to talk about. He was trained as a surgeon in Cleveland and London and awarded the Bronze Star in Vietnam.
Some of the basic pathophysiology of heart disease. It's been my conviction now for about 21 years that coronary artery heart disease, which is really one of our number one cause of death for men and women in Western civilization. Really, this is a disease that need never, ever exist. And if it does exist, it need never, ever progress. And now, if we just try to visualize at the moment a plaque or the disease which sort of deposits inside the
Dr. Esselstein's independent discovery to resolving heart disease is almost identical to Gerson's.
What is happening? What seems to happen is rapidly when you make complete metabolic changes due to this plant-based nutrition, you restore the capacity of the endothelial cell, the inner lining of the artery, that metabolic dynamo. That endothelial cell has its capacity restored to manufacture nitric oxide. Nitric oxide is the strongest dilator of blood vessels that the body makes, and it is so powerful that when somebody has angina, instead of getting this vasoconstriction with nitric oxide, the vessel will dilate. With dilatation, there is a much greater increase in flow, and the symptoms of angina will disappear. And obviously, as that continues with the passage of time, unlike bypasses and stents where the benefits erode, the benefits will endure and continue to improve.
In one of his published papers, he challenges the established U.S. government food pyramid formed essentially by special interest groups, including candy makers. But his findings are unmistakable.
Here is a gentleman with his right coronary artery with a 30% improvement from this pinched area here to this area over here where it is now completely resolved. That is measured as a 30% improvement. This was another surgeon, actually, who had a heart attack. And you can see alongside the bracket here on the left, this long, moth-eaten, injured area, which was too far gone for stenting and too far down the artery for a bypass. But with plant-based nutrition, he profoundly altered his blood cholesterol. And with plant-based nutrition, as you can see, within 30 months, he had completely restored the opening of this vessel. We did another study, and here, what you see is on the left.
Dr. Esselstein's proof, like Gerson's, of the cure for chronic diseases by utilizing nutrition has been met with almost complete denial by his own peers. When I got to Loveland, Ohio, I was about to meet a very special patient. A patient, I guess, that could be called a liar? Because I was able to remember who I had spoke to earlier.
No, I don't think there's any evidence that anybody's ever been cured by Gerson therapy.
Well, has Gerson therapy ever cured a cancer patient?
Well, of course not. They won't even release their records.
I've never interviewed any Gerson patients. It really is pointless because you can't tell from an interview what took place.
I don't know how many years ago it is. It's around 50 years ago. What am I supposed to tell you?
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, and then go ahead.
But Mary and I were a young married couple, and we had three children. And I got this trouble in my abdomen. We went to the doctor, and they said I had cancer of the lymph system. They called it lymphosarcoma. And they told my wife and I that I really had only a month or two to live. Well, my wife is no easy loser. So she scoured around and looked in Prevention magazine and discovered the name of Dr. Max Gerson. So I was very impressed with his integrity in the sense that he said, I cannot promise you anything, but I'm going to try my best to help you. And he also impressed me with his sense of kindness and caring about us traveling from Ohio with our young children to be there. In those days, I had a lot of friends who were praying for me that I would survive, not having a whole lot of confidence that I would. And most of them now have gone to their reward, and here I am.
This 88-year-old patient, treated by Dr. Gerson himself, was case number 18 in Dr. Gerson's classic book.
I've earned my living as a professional artist and designer, and it's a very hard thing to do, as you probably know, but I've been able to do it. Seems to me, Steve, there's a parallel between Dr. Max Gerson and Mother Teresa in the sense that they both spent their lives caring for other people.
At that moment, I thought back to what Dr. Stephen Barrett had said.
It's all smoke and mirrors.
Driving away, I thought back to what Dr. T. Colin Campbell observed.
I've known of Stephen Barrett's work for many years. He and some of his colleagues, they're looking after industrial interest. And so they don't like what I say, obviously.
My suspicions about industrial power against freedom of information and health choices grew ever stronger when I requested interviews with medical doctors and medical students about the Gerson therapy. Some medical doctors were afraid to speak about it for fear of jeopardizing their livelihoods. Medical students were afraid to speak for fear of repercussions. Even the American Cancer Society refused to talk.
I've had calls for 24 years from women that have breast cancer. I think somehow my name got on the internet as a survivor of breast cancer. So women that get in trouble call me, and they're just happy to hear me say hello because they know I'm still around. For the 10 years following being on the Gerson therapy, which took a year and a half, I started going back to the Mayo Clinic and seeing Dr. Scutt, who was an oncologist there, just for checkups to be sure I was clear. And he said everything was like an 18-year-old again. My blood profile was perfect, and he couldn't believe how I looked and how much energy I had. And he asked me what I'd done, and I went over the Gerson therapy with him. Dr. Scutt said, that's great, but he said that we can't sell that.
I learned here that if my own son, who helped shoot this movie, got cancer, I'd be thrown in jail for child abuse if I wanted to treat him with the Gerson therapy.
She's a survivor, and so am I. I survived the Battle of Bastogne in World War II. In history books, it's a pretty important battle. It was a turning point in the winning or losing of World War II. So we're both survivors as far as that goes, but hers is more important.
Here in Minnesota happens to be the farm where I grew up and my parents still reside. I had not been back here for a few years, and to see my mother and father again triggered a rush of feelings and memories. I found also that my mother, she looked healthier than I recall, and she went down a list of ailments that no longer existed since she heard about the Gerson therapy from me and put it into practice. But the real bit of hard evidence that was testament to its efficacy, perhaps, came from my father, who was a farmer his entire life. He was still raising a few beef cattle, but no longer ate meat himself after seeing how the health of my mother improved, and then his own health when he, too, followed the same principles. I was excited to visit many people who I remembered, loved, and admired, but was too late for many of them. It was at this place that I was impacted as to how devastating the withholding of true medical information really is. One after the other had passed on from cancer, heart attacks, and strokes well before their time. None of them had ever heard about Dr. Gerson, and despite their earthly wealth, it was that lack of information that resulted in these wonderful role models for me to pay the ultimate price. They were dying to know the truth. I had given exactly 52 days to make this movie. Time was running out. It was day 40 of this journey since leaving Alaska to investigate Gerson's cancer and disease cure. But in a motel room in Great Falls, Montana, something changed for me about this story. It happened while reading the daily paper about the deaths of well-known people from cancer, not to mention people that have trouble with being overweight. If cancer is cured on the Gerson therapy, so is virtually everything else, including the problem of concern about body fat. virtually everything clears. Another clue to that deduction was 120 miles away in the middle of Montana's wide-open ranching country. It was here that I met a cattle farmer and his family, and an insightful story about finding Dr. Gerson's old book, which changed the course of their lives. This time, it was not cancer that came as an uninvited guest, but multiple sclerosis. The man that's walking on the left, John, was destined for life in a wheelchair and was diagnosed by his doctor with MS. Refusing drugs and conventional treatment, his wife followed the directions in Dr. Gerson's book and became John's caregiver and source of inspiration. Day in and day out, starting in 1995, John's wife believed she could bring her husband back by caring for him with the directions in Gerson's book.
WBAI, New York.
Taking Aim with
Rob Shunman
and Maya Schoen. Today we're in the third hour of a very special program, Healing the Gerson Way. We have on the line with us Charlotte Gerson, director of the Gerson Institute, the author of a new book, Healing the Gerson Way, Defeating Cancer and Other Chronic Diseases. Our gift to you from WBAI and from Charlotte Gerson for your contribution of $100 to sustain WBAI, 212-209-2950. And if you came on before, you know we've been playing excerpts from the DVD, Dying to Have Known, another gift to you for your support to WBAI. This for $85, an incredible documentary by Steve Krushel. And we'll return to excerpts from this DVD. We know you're going to want to see the entire thing. And you'll do so when you contribute to WBAI. 212-209-2950. I'm here with Ralph Schoenman, my colleague, partner, and husband, and with Charlotte Gerson, longtime friend and an inspiration to all of us to live a holistic life.
And more than that, Dr. Max Gerson is one of the great and unsung geniuses of human history. And I say that without hesitation, because Dr. Max Gerson, able through his own relentless scientific investigation and treatment of victims of disease, to establish the relationship between toxicity and human disease, between the consumption of denatured foods, foods that have lost all vitamin content, and the ensuing systemic breakdown that flows from that. Dr. Max Gerson demonstrating the relationship between nutrition and health, the toxicity of our environment and the absence of nutrients in our own consumption, the elimination of animal proteins that in fact are antithetical to the development of an immune system that can reject degenerative disease.
But most importantly, Ralph, how the body can heal itself. And remember, Max Gerson was an MD. He was your standard doctor. But he looked, he investigated, he examined how the body could heal itself. And this is a revolutionary act. And to continue with that and to defy the AMA and the pharmaceutical industry is an incredible political act. They did everything they could to silence Max Gerson.
And to heal thousands of people. And to keep a record of that process, and over decades to demonstrate the possibility and indeed the essential necessity to heal by restoring the body to its wholeness, and to show the means through which the body can be restored and the means through which we can be sustained in health as opposed to being chronically sick, a sickness induced by
factors that are not necessary to our survival but antithetical to it.
And this is true populist medicine, because what Charlotte Gerson has done in healing the Gerson way, defeating cancer and other chronic diseases, to empower you, to enable you with the careful description of the Gerson protocol and 100 pages of recipes, page by page.
In a nearly 500-page book.
Page by page, and right, a nearly 500-page book of references and analysis. Again, the daily recipes to keep you strong, to keep you healthy, and to keep your children healthy, as you'll see from another excerpt of the DVD that we're going to play a little later on. Charlotte, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. And I wanted also, perhaps not really bragging, but just giving you a little bit additional background. I myself had the genetic problem that my father suffered from, namely the migraine headaches. His mother had the problem. So this is genetic. And it's very important to realize that, first of all, he cured himself. And then, since I had a similar situation, I too was cured. And the other problem that I had, at the time after we left Germany, we did not really have a good way of using our own food and nutrition. And my father was always working with tuberculosis patients. So, unfortunately, I contracted bone tuberculosis. Now, that was in the days before antibiotics were available, and bone tuberculosis was clearly a death warrant. But, okay, I'm very much alive and here today.
In your mid-80s.
Yes, and I am.
The vitality and the extraordinary energy of a person in their 20s.
Well, maybe not quite, but I have good energy. But the most important thing I wanted to bring out is, even though I certainly did not have a very good constitution with this problem, I am now more or less forced to eat correctly. But doing that, I am in very good health. I don't have the supposed diseases of aging. I don't have high blood pressure. I don't have osteoporosis. I don't take calcium, of course. I don't have any arthritis, and I don't have a doctor. I'm just well and able to perfectly take care of, not only take care of myself, but able to visit patients and be active and be busy.
Yes, and to travel and to support and to help other
and
people.
Travel and lecture and support and do everything I possibly can to keep people well and return them to good health. The important thing is also that, you know, we had a patient, for instance, a lady who came all the way from Australia, who was suffering from cystic fibrosis. Now, that is supposed to be a genetic disease, and which means that you can't ever get over it, you can't do anything for it, and usually it also means that the patients die. They rarely are able to survive beyond 20, 21, or 2 years of age. Well, this young lady came to us with a similar problems, pain in her chest, constant antibiotics, and constant lung problems and infectious disease and all kinds of stuff like that. And lo and behold, with a full Gerson therapy, she cleared all that. And as happened also, she went back home to Australia, and then it came time for her to go to school, and unfortunately also she sort of gave up on being strict with herself and doing the therapy strictly, and the problems came back because it is a genetic disease. She came back to Mexico all the way again from Australia and recovered again. And then she was also told that she could never have a baby and that her disease would kill her shortly, which it didn't, not only that, but she's not only alive and well, but contrary to what was forecast, she did not have a problem as far as having no baby. She was told she'd never have a baby. She got married. She has a healthy baby. She is functioning like any normal person. And this, please remember, is supposedly a genetic disease, and therefore, with all orthodox medicine claims, incurable. Well, it's not. And that's the important thing to remember. The so-called incurable diseases are curable if you do it right,
healing,
if you use your nutritional approach.
Charlotte, I want to remind people of the number to call. Keep the phones busy. This is our Taking Aim Hour. We hope you're listening, our regular listeners. We're offering today as our premium our thank you to you for your contribution of $100 to WBAI, Healing the Gerson Way, Defeating Cancer and Other Chronic Diseases. If you missed that on the prior 2 hours, I suggest you go to the Taking Aim archive at www.takingaimradio.com or to the WBAI archive to listen to the prior 2 hours. Most of all, please get on the phone, 212-209-2950, and make your immediate contribution so the book will be on the way to you. Healing the Gerson Way, Defeating Cancer and Other Chronic Diseases, and the DVD from which we're playing excerpt, Dying to Have Known, by Stephen Kruschel, an award-winning documentary filmmaker of both wildlife and films concerned with the Gerson Protocol. Ralph.
Yes, I want to remind our listeners, our Taking Aim audience, brothers and sisters, that we deal with the underlying politics of the ways in which we are used and abused in our society, how the powerful few exploit and dominate and control to their advantage and to our deathly disadvantage. And nothing so well illuminates that process as the systemic disease that has engulfed humanity as a consequence of toxicity. Toxic foods, toxic medication, toxic pharmaceuticals, and above all, a failure to understand the relationship between nutrition and health. And Dr. Max Gerson, a pioneer in showing exactly this relationship, who was able to cure lupus and cure tuberculosis and cure diabetes and cure diseases that were considered unapproachable, who did this by bold experiment and bold discovery of the way in which to restore the health capacity of the body's own immune system to renew the body's vital functions and to deprive the toxins from the destruction of the organism from within. When, in fact, as a consequence of his published work and of the widespread attention that he was receiving for the numbers of people who were cured of diseases that were considered untouchable, he was actually called by Senator Pepper to hearings in Washington because Senator Pepper wanted to have $100 million. In 1946, that's a much larger number than we would understand today, to, in fact, put the a federal funding program behind an answer to cancer, an answer to systemic disease, a restoration of national health. Dr. Gerson, like Claude Pepper himself, came under vast assault by the medical industrial complex. And interestingly, a point person for this, Dr. Cornelius Rhodes, who became head of the Sloan Kettering Cancer Institute, one of the primary promoters of chemotherapy, who along with Dr. Fishbein in the Journal of the American Medical Association began this unrelenting propaganda campaign to not just persecute Dr. Max Gerson, but to ban the application of a natural therapy that had demonstrated its ability to save thousands of lives and to provide a modality for the overcoming of these diseases. Who is Cornelius Rhodes? Contracted with the Rockefeller Institute for the Puerto Rican cancer process of infecting huge numbers of unwitting subjects with cancer cells. Memoranda from Dr. Cornelius Rhodes to the Department of Defense, arguing that Puerto Rican dissidents be, quote, eradicated with the judicial use of germ bombs. Head of the U.S. Army Biological Weapons Division, serving on the Atomic Energy Commission to oversee radiation experiments on thousands of U.S. citizens. This is well documented. This is the American Medical Association. This is the Sloan Kettering Cancer Institute. This is the primary promoter of chemotherapy. This is the person who bans and prevents the funding of an answer to systemic disease, of a holistic approach to health. If you want to understand this dynamic, and if you want to see the way forward, not only did Dr. Max Gerson gave his life to resolve, but the continuation of his work through the Gerson Institute and through the work of Charlotte Gerson, that's what our DVDs and the books that we're offering for the premiums provide you. Healing the Gerson Way, Defeating Cancer and Other Chronic Disease. That is the DVD that is...
No, that is the book. Charlotte Gerson and Vieta Bishop's book, yours for a contribution of $100 to 212-209-2950. And Dying to Have Known, Stephen Kruschel's film, remarkable film, 80 Minutes, for your contribution of $85. They go together. Please contribute $185 to WBAI. You will be it'll be a wonderful contribution to yourself. I wanted to make a small point about logic. Think about it, what Dr. Max Gerson has done and what Charlotte Gerson has continued. The illogical method of the allopathic, of the pharmaceutical, medical-industrial complex. Think about it. You become sick. So what do they do with chemotherapy? They destroy cells. That's what chemotherapy is. It is a poison. The original chemotherapy drug was mustard gas used in World War I. That was the original chemotherapy drug. It is a poison, a poisoning of both healthy cells and the cancer cells, which are the cells that have gone amok. Think about what surgery does. Cutting out portions of the human being. Something is sick, get rid of it. Toss it in the garbage as if your body is going to regenerate. Your body doesn't regenerate another breast, another spleen, another lung. Your body doesn't. Think about the illogic of this. The false logic of this. What you have with Healing the Gerson Way, what Dr. Max Gerson said, is the remarkable human body, which is still to this day not fully understood. You have a liver which does detoxification. You have natural enzymes that you gather from good food. The nutrition, that is what food is about. That is what we're supposed to do with clean air and healthy food. These are the fuel for the body. And what he said is find the way to let this incredible, incredible system that is the electrical and chemical, the system of...
The evolved system of the human body. And for sustaining life.
Find the way to let this body heal itself, because no artificial mechanism, no artificial drug, no poison, no amputation can substitute for the incredible immune system, because that's the function of the immune system. That is the function of the regeneration of cells, which the body is forever doing, regenerating and creating new cells. That is why it is so important, both in the sense of pure and simple logic, that the best gift you can make for yourself is a contribution to WBAI, Healing the Gerson Way, Defeating Cancer and Other Chronic Diseases.
And I want to mention one dramatic fact.
A discussion of the research, of the protocol, and most importantly, the day-to-day way that you can keep yourself healthy, or if you have been, if you are sick, a way to get yourself better and to keep your children healthy. 212-209-2950, your contribution to WBAI of $100. And for the DVD, the introduction and the analysis of, the refutation of the critics, Dying to Have Known, Stephen Kruschel's film, 80 Minutes, $85 contribution, 212-209-2950. We'll go back to Ralph and Charlotte, and then to a further excerpt from this remarkable DVD.
One dramatic fact. Dr. Max Gerson, at the moment when the Congress wanted to recognize and to actually fund his work, becomes the subject of venomous attack. Not only he, but Raymond Graham Swing, the distinguished radio commentator at the time on ABC, fired when he gave a hearing to Dr. Max Gerson, Claude Pepper targeted for removal from the Senate? Dr. Max Gerson died of arsenic poisoning, brothers and sisters. Yes, two bouts of arsenic poisoning. Dr. Max Gerson and his legacy are a threat to a toxic system. And healing the Gerson way, defeating cancer and other chronic diseases, is the living continuation of his pioneering work. Please support that legacy, honor his contribution, heal yourself, and address the toxic condition that is imposed upon us by a corrupt society by supporting this work and by availing yourself of Healing the Gerson Way, Defeating Cancer and Other Chronic Diseases, the nearly 500-page book just being prepared for publication in the next weeks, which illuminates precisely this legacy, this history, this reality, and makes it available to you.
212-209-2950. We'll go to Charlotte and then back to the DVD and keep those phones ringing. Thanks to all of you who have contributed so far. Charlotte.
Yes, well, I want to always make sure that people understand. And it's very difficult because they're always brainwashed, you know, for each disease is a drug and for each treatment there's this to do. Well, Dr. Gerson showed very clearly that all chronic degenerative changes occur because of two basic problems. And those two problems are toxicity and deficiency. And they're all based on our food and the damage done to our food. From the time it's in the soil and it's poisoned with pesticides and artificial fertilizer to the time that it's put in cans and jars and it's processed and chemically treated, that's all not good, normal, good food. And that's how our bodies are damaged. And actually, once you understand that, then it also becomes clear that it can be cured in the same way by doing the opposite, by getting fresh and living and organic foods. And all that, it's not simple. It is thoroughly outlined and described in the book that is now available, and it is detailed. There are several sections of the book.
And
one
detoxification
is for the most seriously damaged patient who has cancer. The other part of the book is detailed for people who are not that seriously ill, who have so-called chronic degenerative disease and who don't need to take it quite that strictly. And there's a third section of how to preserve your health and well-being. So this is all available, and it's so important, and it's there for you. And we were hoping that the whole point of the book is to help people be well and stay well, and if they're already ill, to recover.
Well put. 212-209-2950. Healing the Gerson Way, Defeating Cancer and Other Chronic Diseases, your contribution to WBAI of $100, and the DVD for which we're going to go back to play an excerpt, to which we're going back, Dying to Have Known, Stephen Krushel, 80 Minutes. And, Ralph, one last word before we go back to the DVD.
Yes, well, I want to say that the DVD, the film, the documentary film, captures not only the legacy of Dr. Max Gerson, but captures, in fact, how it is that this long-suppressed treatment for systemic disease has been spreading the cure that is outlined by the Gerson research, the Gerson contribution, the work of the Gerson Institute is spreading now to country after country, scientists and doctors and the victims of disease taking up this legacy and applying it. And it's a dramatic demonstration of a therapy and a treatment and an approach to survival that is still alive and well, growing in spite of the efforts of a corrupt society to subjugate us and to prevent us from surviving and being well.
And we should also say low cost and accessible. And that is intolerable to the medical industrial complex. Healing the Gerson Way, Defeating Cancer and Other Chronic Diseases, 212-209-2950, your contribution of $100. And for an additional $85, Dying to Have Known, the DVD, Stephen Kreschel, prepared in 2006, running time 80 minutes. And now back to an excerpt from Dying to Have Known.
The Gerson therapy was known some 75 years ago. If doctors know there's a cure and send patients home to die, that is an atrocity worse than the Holocaust.
What would it take for you to be convinced or even persuaded a slight bit that this therapy is has credibility?
Well, first of all, they have to show some reason why it should work. We know why how cancers behave, and we know the kinds of things that cause cancer. So they have to come up with some kind of a believable theory of why their diet should work. But second of all, they'd have to convince us that everything we know about it in the past 50 years is wrong. And they're right.
It has been published. It has been confirmed by other. It has been duplicated by other medical scientists, and they themselves have published confirming articles. I was trained at MIT as a scientist, and to me, that's scientific proof. Publication, replication, confirmation articles published in the scientific literature. And that all exists.
It is a scientifically verifiable fact that the Gerson therapy cures cancer as well as almost every other chronic degenerative disease.
I don't believe there's any proof that the Gerson therapy works. In other words, Charlotte Gerson was lying.
No, I don't think there's any evidence that anybody's ever been cured by Gerson therapy. This is a world of science, a world of data. I always like to think of it as a courtroom, the courtroom of science and medicine.
If this was the courtroom of science and medicine, what would be the verdict? What if I suddenly had amnesia and forgot all the evidence gathered so far and had to use one single experience? I decided to take that test on the 15th floor of a hotel room in Tokyo. I studied a published paper by a renowned Japanese surgeon and researched as much information as I could find about the Japanese medical community and their experiences with Dr. Gerson's work, if any. It was now day 45, and I would give myself 5 days to research and verify Dr. Gerson's claims using the scientific modality of replication, confirmation, and publication. I figured that if I gave myself only 5 days to prove or disprove Gerson's therapy, that would be a reasonable amount of time for even the most hardened skeptic from some other cancer research organization or medical branch to at least look into what Dr. Gerson had done. If a skeptic would be unwilling to spend even that short amount of time, I would have to then conclude that there is definitely a closed-mindedness and a bias that is bigger than Texas and Alaska combined. First, I took the bullet train from Tokyo to a nearby town called Fukushima, where I was scheduled to meet two doctors who study cancer and are meticulous in their record-keeping. It is here, at the Loma Linda Clinic, that a precedent was set 16 years ago, when one of these doctors developed cancer himself, colon cancer that metastasized to his liver, and by accident found Dr. Gerson's book. Trying to be as cynical and skeptical as possible, like the CEO of some drug company, I look forward to hearing and seeing the evidence in the courtroom of blind justice.
My name is Dr. Yoshihiko Hoshino. About 16 years ago, I was suffered from colon cancer. I changed to Gerson therapy. And over these 16 years, I continued to take a Gerson therapy. The metastatic liver cancer disappeared. I underwent ultrasound echo examination, and at that examination, there is no metastatic liver cancer in the liver over these 15 years. Over 500 patients with cancer visited here, Roman in the clinic. At first, we'd like to try to statistical analysis.
This statistical analysis is already well underway on these 500 cancer patients treated with the Gerson therapy, and well over half of them are cured or recovering. The scientific tracking and data is over a period of years and continues. While I was doing this interview, one of the patients came to visit and get updated on his condition of prostate cancer. The doctors and this private patient agreed to leave the doors open, allowing me to scrutinize and question with my cameras. Dr. Tominaga was explained to this patient via data and x-rays how his prostate cancer had spread to the bones of his spine. But after the Gerson therapy, his cancer is completely gone. It is difficult for me to express how I felt to see this amazing sample of success. I was elated and frustrated at the same time. Happy for him because he had found doctors that are free to practice the true medicine. Frustrated because in many other countries, this is denied and people pay with their lives. It affects us all profoundly, whether we have cancer or not. I was now outside the prestigious Otsuka Hospital in Tokyo. I was scheduled to have a private meeting with the associate director of this hospital, who was so impressed with the success of Dr. Hoshino and Dr. Tominaga's use of the Gerson therapy that he decided to implement the therapy himself on his own patients. His name is Dr. Takaho Watayo.
I am looking for the treatment of advanced cancer patient. Then I found Gerson therapy, like Japanese Professor Koza's method. And I am very much surprised about the result. Magnificent,
he says. Dr. Takaho Watayo is one of the most eminent and respected surgeons in Japan, and he unabashedly took me on his rounds at the hospital. At this moment, we were looking at a scan just completed of one of his cancer patients on the Gerson therapy. Dr. Watayo pointed out on the eye of the computer monitor the ongoing shrinking and disappearance of tumors in this particular patient at the moment. There were other floors at the hospital that Dr. Watayo took me to, where intense laboratory and scientific scrutiny of the Gerson therapy takes place every day.
I tried to Gerson therapy on 50 patients. These are tables.
These tables of the 50 patients Dr. Watayo is tracking verify cures and recoveries over a period of years. On one floor, the making of Gerson juices is being studied and administered to patients and even the staff. I followed Dr. Watayo into his private office, where it was evident that he was very proud of certain parts of his history and accomplishments. He respects and admires many of his peers that brought him to where he is today. Some of them were Americans.
I respect Dr. Max Gerson so much, and I hope I could meet the family of Max Gerson. The dream came true last September.
Above the Japan Press Club in downtown Tokyo, Dr. Watayo invited me to an exclusive restaurant where he introduced me to two of the recovered patients of his on the Gerson therapy. Dr. Watayo made special effort to show documentation of the cures from both patients. The second patient was actually the owner of the restaurant, who had originally four different kinds of cancers. Word of the Gerson therapy is now swiftly spreading across Japan. Astute businessmen see this as well. I met with two who are involved in opening up yet another Gerson hospital within a month. I listened to their perspective about why they think opening another hospital is important.
Well, in Japan, such a small country that has a problem for environmentally, and also there are lots of chemicals in our life, and the Gerson therapy is the to avoid all the chemicals and have organic vegetables and coffee enema is really important for our life.
These businessmen have arranged a number of doctors to be on staff at the new hospital. I noticed the pictures on the wall in the book. so I relayed some information I learned from Charlotte about the therapy.
Dr. Gerson had very little to do with chemotherapy. It wasn't used in his day. Of course, nowadays, we see quite a number of patients that come in who have had chemotherapy. However, we see especially excellent results in melanoma, and believe that one of the reasons may be that melanoma is not being treated with chemo. It doesn't work for chemo.
I could tell that Dr. Gerson's work was warmly received in Japan. And even though I can't understand Japanese, my interpreter reassured me that the other businessman was happy too. It was time for me to return home, and it was here that the memories of Dr. Gerson returned.
What are you going to do? You don't look like the type of man that's going to give up at this point.
No. How could I give up, Seth, when I see these wonderful results? That's impossible. First, I write the cancer book, and I will have it translated in many languages. The treatment will there, in that book, be described.
On the way home to Alaska, I thought about what I had discovered. Am I biased? Of course. But I was willing to put the Gerson therapy to the test. And now, I would ask the same from the critics who despise the man who Nobel laureate Dr. Albert Schweitzer called the most eminent genius in medical history. In the end, the film was completed in precisely 52 days, and I didn't know what the verdict would be. But since it confirmed what I suspected, the 52 days brought us precisely to one day before Charlotte Gerson's 84th birthday. The messages of early spring were everywhere, and with each passing day now, signs of new life intensified. I took the courting call of the rough grouse to be the metaphor for a brightening future, underscoring that life will find a way. For each of us eventually, whether we're ready or not, someday it will come to an end. There will be no more sunrises, no minutes, hours, or days. All the things you collected, whether treasured or forgotten, will pass to someone else. Your wealth, fame, and temporal power will shrivel to irrelevance. It will not matter what you owned or owed. Your grudges, resentments, frustrations, and jealousies will finally disappear. So too your hopes, ambitions, plans, and to-do lists will expire. The wins and losses that once seemed so important will fade away. It won't matter where you came from or on what side of the tracks you lived at the end. It won't matter if you're beautiful or brilliant. Even your gender and skin color will be irrelevant. So what will matter? How will the value of your days be measured? What will matter is not what you bought, but what you built. Not what you got, but what you gave. What will matter is not your success, but your significance. What will matter is not what you learned, but what you taught. What will matter is every act of integrity, compassion, courage, or sacrifice that enriched, empowered, or encouraged others to emulate your example.
We're back with Taking Aim with
Rob Shum
and Maya Schoen, and today we're presenting Charlotte Gerson's new important book, Healing the Gerson Way, Defeating Cancer and Other Chronic Diseases, a workbook for those with cancer, chronic diseases, degenerative diseases, and those interested in maintaining their good health. It is the protocol, the Gerson protocol, three different sections for three different levels, and also 100 pages of excellent, nutritious, and delicious recipes. 212-209-2950, your contribution to WBAI of $100, and also the DVD, the excellent DVD from which we've been playing, Dying to Have Known by Stephen Kruschel, award-winning documentary filmmaker of both wildlife and documentaries about the Gerson Protocol, because he realized that this was an important decision on his part, a way of healing through natural nutrition and detoxification. 212-209-2950. And before we go to Charlotte, Michael has told us that he has the cards with the naming a few of the people who have contributed and are going to be the lucky recipients of Healing the Gerson Way.
Yes, indeed, Ralph and Maya, and thank you so much, Charlotte Gerson, for being with us throughout this entire program and throughout this entire effort. The phones are continually ringing, and we appreciate that effort so very, very much. Emily Rispas from Avern, New York. Thank you very much. Justin Bailey from Port Jefferson, New York. Thomas DeVugas from the Bronx. Thank you very much, Thomas. Wojciech Mazur from Stamford, Connecticut. Wojciech pledges often to this radio station, and we thank you so very, very much. And you'll be getting the DVD and the DVD, Dying to Have Known, as well as Healing the Gerson Way. Thank you very much to Clarence Matthews from Jersey City, New Jersey, Anthony Gonzalez from New York City, Kevin O. James from Asbury Park, New Jersey, Morris Montgomery from Newark, New Jersey, Eve Renee from Brooklyn. Thank you so much, Eve. Julia Rosa from Farmingdale, New York, Gerald Chavez from New York City, Ina Robinson from the Bronx. Thank you so much. Jose Strong from Western Connecticut. Franklin Helliger from Staten Island, New York. And let's see. What do we have here? Petra? Petra Tomes, a friend of the Community Unitarian Church of White Plains. Well, thank you so very, very much. Natasha Lightfoot, let's say, please rename Matthew Swain on the air. There you go. From New York City, thank you so much. Let's see, who else do we have? We have Kathleen Etienne from Brooklyn, New York. Mary Armand from Jamaica, Queens. You can make your calls right now. There's still time left. 212-209-2950. This special edition of Taking Aim with Ralph Schoenman and Maya Schoen.
And you can see, Michael, the broad range, the 90-mile range, the tri-state area
that
WBAI reaches through the radio broadcast, and then online. Let's not forget www.wbai.org. Those of you who are listening now through streaming, radio streaming, you can get on your cell phone or your landline and dial 212-209-2950. You too can contribute. And we have people who listen internationally, and you too will be able to contribute through the secure online contribution, or get on the phone and dial right now, 212-209-2950. Keep those volunteers busy, and also do something for yourself. That's what this workbook, Healing the Gerson Way, Defeating Cancer and Other Chronic Diseases, I call it a workbook, it's a primer, it's a research tool, and it's something you can use every day with the 100 pages of recipes within this almost 500-page book. Your contribution of $100. And Dying to Have Known, an excellent introduction to the Gerson technique, goes through the theory, goes through the research, goes through the research that's ongoing in Japan, goes through the long legacy from an 80-year-old man to the young child drinking his carrot juice, the son of a doctor in Holland. This is a man who not only helps to heal people, but he's keeping his own family healthy, his young children. Dying to Have Known, Stephen Kruschel Films, an 80-minute DVD. Excellent introduction, $85 contribution to WBAI. Phones, keep bringing, and we'll have Charlotte come on once again. 212-209-2950. The phones don't ring by themselves. You have to get on the phone and dial 212-209-2950.
And I want to make two announcements that are not unrelated to this three-hour, very important special. These two announcements concern the New York City 9/11 ballot initiative petition drive, which has to do with an independent investigation of what are the actual underlying politics of the events of September 11th and the evidence that demonstrates that we have been lied to, brothers and sisters. 30,000 petition signatures are being collected to get on the November 6th general election ballot, so there will be an independent investigation with subpoena power. And this mobilization is about the truth, and that has to do with the truth of our health. And I expect those who are involved in this process to be concerned as well with the evidence that we have been presenting to you today about how the powers that be conspire against great genius scientists who seek to save us through exposure of the ways in which our lives are being poisoned. That is not unrelated. And the same has to do with the New York City mega network of activist communities, which is going to be a project discussed at the St. Mark's Church Sunday, July 22nd at 6 p.m., St. Mark's Church at 2nd Avenue and 10th Street in Manhattan. That coalition of activist groups, you have to be concerned, brothers and sisters, not only with our struggles politically, but their connection to the poisoning of our bodies, the poisoning of our lives, and the evidence that is so importantly gathered in healing the Gerson way, defeating cancer and other chronic diseases, is a generic assault upon our well-being and our survival. There is a relationship, and that activist community must get involved with the struggle for health. Healing the Gerson way, defeating cancer and other chronic diseases, those involved in supporting the New York City 9/11 ballot initiative petition drive, please see the relationship as Taking Aim seeks to make those connections week after week.
Right. There is a, some people make a fit between their political activism and the activism, the active way in which we have to keep ourselves healthy in mind and body.
And keep those who are exploited from being, their lives being destroyed by the assault upon our health and well-being.
Healing.
That is the radical, fundamental, systemic understanding of Dr. Max Gerson and his pioneering work, and that is the significance of these DVDs. So we call upon our activist brothers and sisters, support these DVDs, and get out for the struggle of NYC 9/11 ballot initiative petition drive and the activist coalition meeting at St. Mark's Church, 2nd Avenue and 10th Street on Sunday. And everybody involved in that process, spread the word about the Gerson way, defeating cancer and other chronic disease.
And now to the author of Healing the Gerson Way, Defeating Cancer and Other Chronic Diseases, Charlotte Gerson.
Yes, well, there is so much important information, and I'm ever so pleased that you were able to give it to your audience, because we need to reach more and more people so that they understand not only their health and well-being, but the health and well-being of the earth, of the planet, of the people, because all of that is being threatened. And we can do something about it, and that's very rewarding and wonderful, and we're trying hard. And I am ever so pleased that you people are able to do what you are doing and are helping the public, and that the public is able to help themselves with the proper approach, the healing approach to their bodies, to their minds, to the environment, to everything that contributes to our very lives.
Charlotte, could you go through once again, for people who tuned in late, what they're going to find in Healing the Gerson Way?
In the book, they find a very total and complete description of the therapy as it can be used not only for helping and maintaining health and well-being, that is part of it, but for healing the sick, the very sick body, and for restoring health and healing, the ability of the body to heal. That's the way Dr. Gerson put it. In every body, there is a built-in ability to heal. And it is, it should be the doctor's duty to restore this ability to the function, to the body to function properly. And the beauty is that it is perfectly possible in, of course, also the so-called incurable diseases. They're not incurable. It is possible to heal with very few, extremely rare exceptions. Virtually every disease that Orthodox people term incurable is not incurable. It's definitely curable, and the help is there, and it's presented in a form and shape that's easy for the public to understand. And that's the important part of this book, too. It's written in simple language, in excellent language, by the way. My co-author is an unusually capable author. And she made it so interesting and important that even if you don't really need it to get well, this book, it'll be hard to put down. It is so good. It is so excellent. And it's something that everybody should have, everybody should read, everybody should have on hand to stay well, to keep their family well, and in case there is already a problem and sickness, to get well. It's all possible.
Well put. 212-209-2950. Get on the phone right away. We're in the closing minutes of this three-hour discussion with Charlotte Gerson, and we heard excerpts from Dying to Have Known, the DVD, Healing the Gerson Way, Defeating Cancer and Other Chronic Diseases. For your contribution of $100, this is our gift to you from Charlotte Gerson and from WBAI.
And we're recognizing one of the heroic pioneers in the struggle against exploitation and the infliction of suffering and disease upon all of us, a pioneer in the struggle to free us from that condition, Dr. Max Gerson, and the living continuator of his extraordinary work, his daughter, Charlotte Gerson, the head of the Gerson Institute, whose continuous lifelong work is to free us from the condition of disease that Dr. Max Gerson's remarkable work showed as a path for achieving.
Natural healing, natural foods, organic foods, 100 pages of recipes to keep you fit, as well a process of detoxification.
For restoring the body and for overcoming the insult to which we've all been subjected.
It seems so simple and so direct, and it is important to understand this. Healing the Gerson Way, Defeating Cancer and Chronic Diseases. An incredible gift to yourself and to your family and friends. 212-209-2950. We're going to keep repeating the phone number in these closing minutes. 212-209-2950. Keep those volunteers busy.
And Charlotte, would you say a few words about the way in which the Gerson therapy has been taken up in other countries and in other places as the remarkable research and results?
Well, we are tremendously pleased that not only in Japan have professors healed themselves and others, but the book, although it's still in the process of being printed, we actually don't have any copies on hand just yet. There'll be another few weeks. But this book is already now in demand for translation. We have a lively interest and already selling the translation rights in four different languages. So
that's
it's
only the beginning, and they're so important. And brothers and sisters, please phone in for the your contribution to WBAI through Free Speech Radio to Taking Aim, and your contribution for yourself by availing yourself of this extraordinary book, Healing the Gerson Way, Defeating Cancer and Other Chronic Diseases, for the DVD. The DVD, Dying
to Have Known.
Dying to Have Known.
And think about it. Where else but on WBAI would you have three-hour discussion and excerpts from Dying to Have Known? 3 hours. And also days of programming about health, days of programming about politics. We'll be back next week with the excerpts from Ralph's presentation at St. Mark's Church on the issues of 9/11 and relating this to what is happening with the war in Iraq and other events throughout the world, the process of a long-term war, the long war. And what other station than WBAI brings you this incredible, informative information and also practical information? Because what Healing the Gerson Way is not only a description of a protocol, it is a workbook. It is something that you can use day in, day out, every day, and share. You'll want many, many copies. You'll want to visit the Gerson website. But be the first. Be the first to have Healing the Gerson Way. It is a new book, as Charlotte has said. It is still at the printer, and you, with your contribution to WBAI, will be having it right away. Right away, first. 212-209-2950. I can't stress enough that we're right up there with us. We're waiting to read Healing the Gerson Way, Defeating Cancer and Other Chronic Diseases. We have a shelf of text, and this is going to have pride of place. Healing the Gerson Way, because it's going to be on that shelf and on the counter, the kitchen counter, for trying out these recipes. It is a practical guide. Healing the Gerson Way, 212-209-2950. Something that make it a part of your life and prolong your life that way and have a nice and healthy life. Politically active, socially active, and gentle with all creatures of the world. Healing the Gerson Way, Defeating Cancer and Other Chronic Diseases. Yours for a $100 contribution to WBAI, 212-209-2950.
And Ralph and Maya, we're almost out of time. Would you like to wrap up and say thank you and farewell to Charlotte?
Well,
for
we
us
want
all.
To thank Charlotte yeah. Gerson not only for taking 3 hours to spend with us and
absolutely
explain and articulate for our audience the extraordinary work that she has done and the legacy of her father, but above all, we want to thank Charlotte for her leading role in this struggle for survival and this struggle for health.
I appreciate the thanks, but you know, I find the greatest thanks and the greatest reward when I run across patients who have used the therapy and who have recovered and returned to normal, active, busy, healthy life. That's my greatest reward.
Well, that is your legacy and your continued work, and we call upon you, brothers and sisters, keep it going. Avail yourself of this extraordinary book and the DVD. Sustain this effort. And thank you so much, Charlotte. We're very grateful.
You're welcome, and I thank you for your help in that direction.
This has been Taking Aim with
Ralph Schoenman
and Maya Schoen. Our program today, Healing the Gerson Way, available on our website, www.takingaimradio.com, the WBAI archive. But most of all, get on the phone and contribute to WBAI so that Healing the Gerson Way, Defeating Cancer and Other Chronic Disease is yours. 212-209-2950. Thanks a lot to Michael G. Haskins. Once again, did a superb job engineering and keeping us rolling along.
We'll be with you next week, brothers and sisters. Keep the calls coming.